This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
We would like to welcome you to a show with hoodies.
Hi, everyone.
Kat Carlson is just in from a Renaissance fair.
I look like Marty Feldman from Young Frankenstein. What hum?
Fine, I'll take the one on the toy bin.
And I've been playing a level 3 rogue. With slight magical properties.
Oh, these two, for some reason, think it's chilly in Studio C. I
can't think why.
The jet stream has moved over our location. It's an Arctic blast.
According to the atomic clock on the wall, it's 74 degrees in here.
Not here.
I don't know what happened. But anyway, drink more coffee, drink more wine. You'll warm up. You'll be fine. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Everybody's in the chat room. Joe and Aaron and Joey from Canada is already in there. I don't think my mom is going to join us because I think mom's watching the World Series. She was seemingly focused on that when I talked to her about an hour
ago.
And what
a game to watch today because we saw a Grand Slam. That's true. World Series Grand Slam.
World-renowned sports fans, Al Perkins and Kat Carlson.
Would you like to elaborate, Al?
For those of you who don't understand.
So the bases were loaded. Ooh. And the very young... cute gentleman that was batting.
This is why Al was paying attention because there was
he was very cute. It was distracting.
Is this the Jose kid, the catcher?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I believe it was him.
Got it.
Because I think I saw him later squatting down.
I don't judge what people do.
Wait, I think we actually had a picture because I looked.
Oh, I saw a picture. So yeah, he's gonna be in the highlight reel for a while, and it was very exciting to watch. But then I thought a young lady behind us was having some kind of a nervous breakdown, and it turned out to be the older gentleman, very excited about seeing a grand slam.
So yeah, he did sound like he was going into some cardiac arrest.
I really did.
It was very concerning.
Check on the other humans in the establishment.
It's kind of you to do that.
Thank God you were there.
Well, it was mostly to mock him, or her, I thought was a she, and then
turned out to be an older gentleman who was just very excited about baseball.
I was like, that noise came out of you?
Oh my God, Marty! Hi. Speaking of older gentlemen, Marty Ryer. Marty has shown up. Good God, bless you, Marty! Look at you, you're early too. It's only 4 after.
What? I like your shirt.
That's funny.
It's cute.
Thank you. How?
For those of you, I don't know if you can read Marnie's shirt. It says, "When they go low, we go high." A quote from Melania Trump. Where do you get these? You seem to show up really quickly with shit like this.
Oh, because the minute I hear it, I go online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Got it. Who made a t-shirt?
Who made a t-shirt? Okay. Oh, okay. She's going to pull something out of a tube. The hell?
This is a family show, Marnie.
This is
Marnie.
Exciting, too.
I know. Can you open it?
She doesn't even know what's in it. She can't open it.
Now she's passed the tube on to Al.
So you gave it to Al to open. Yeah. Let's see how this
is going. I was going to use my teeth, but I always get yelled at.
Oh, well, that's a good. I appreciate that.
You know, I'm the official opener of all things at the Cobalt.
Oh, look at you.
Okay.
Welcome to Cobalt, Kat. Oh, she went the other end. Good for you.
Well, the two of us loosened it.
She loosened it for me.
I think she went for the other end. Oh, she got something else now. What do you got now, Marnie?
Well, this is. So if anyone doesn't get this, because it's fan-fucking-tastic, and thank you for getting it.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not hard not to get it.
No. Some people did
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. People are like, oh, Melania.
How you have to turn extra long, extra round.
Because I thought we could put this up in here.
Oh, sure, because that's the real one.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's right.
We can do that.
We have the Michelle Obama.
The original.
And then we have the plagiarized.
$4.
You got to wait. You got to give it a couple years for her to give that speech. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, maybe it'll be on Thursday.
That'll be nice.
Flashlight, Joey. Joey.
It's too small for the flashlight, Joey. You know that.
Anyway, I thought we could perhaps put that up in here.
Well, we can.
Yeah.
Lovely.
It's very exciting. Oh, you certainly may. You don't have to steal it. I'll just
So not only do you ordered signs, you bought shirts, you've been busy.
I'm very busy.
God damn. Yeah.
Very busy.
Thank you
for noticing.
That's why I was running late tonight.
Oh, that's why? What about the other weeks?
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. I was busy looking for the shirts the other week.
I see.
There you go. It covers me for like 4, right?
Right.
The speech was in July.
I carry the one.
Yeah. I was told there'd be no math. Very, very good God.
No carrying of ones.
Did anybody, before we get too far away from, yesterday, obviously, in I'm not sure where anybody else celebrates it, but it was Halloween in the United States yesterday for most of it. And by the way, the two outfits that are being worn in the studio are not part of a Halloween extended program.
They I thought not. Chewbacca had shown up. I wasn't sure.
No. Chewbacca?
Well, that looks like a...
Oh,
I'm concerned.
Not Chewbacca. No, an Ewok.
An Ewok. Oh, that's right.
That's all a right. good one.
I did. I thought Ewok. That's
I'm just right. enjoying that she has to turn to look at me like she has a neck brace on. She has to do all this. I'm kind of
enjoying
it.
I don't know.
Where's this Ewok? Is it behind me? Can everyone see it?
But I was wondering if anybody saw... my boyfriend's show last night. Did anybody happen to see Matt Al?
Yes.
Did you see? Did you listen to the opening?
Yes.
Okay. Well, did you really?
Yes. What about those of us that did
not?
Oh
my God! Oh,
I'm
going to
play it for you.
Are you?
I'm going to play it for you because I enjoyed the shit out of it
with video.
I just have the audio of it because that's enough.
She is just becoming fucking hysterical, even more than.
Well, she's really. Done. You know how Al talks about how when they get really tired on election coverage nights and Brian Williams is making jokes, they're really punchy. Like Rachel Maddow is so fucking exhausted right now. Of everything, as is everybody else.
And she can't come up with a new smart word to use for any of what's going on because she's used them up.
Yeah, they're gone.
Right. She uses such amazing vocabulary.
She used one at somebody yesterday, and I'm like, I don't even want to get up and Google that right now. I'm too
many
tired.
Times I just try to write it down phonetically, of course.
Right, well,
and then
traditional spelling.
Traditional spelling. And then I have to look it up.
Anyway, shout it out, bitch.
This is the opening, part of the opening of last night's Rachel Maddow show on MSNBC, giving them full credit so that in case they decide to sue us for using their audio, they won't. But Rachel, we love you dearly. This I just thought was very funny.
And thanks to you at home for joining us this hour. Happy Monday. Happy Halloween indeed. Boo. I'm wearing my same costume. It's because I've nailed it. Honestly. Come on.
Did she dress up as...
Middle-aged, frumpy, underdressed, white lesbian?
She got it down.
Atta girl.
I love that because I'm thinking to myself, A, how many viewers of hers may not have ever known that?
Yeah.
Well, and the fact that then she just chuckled at herself.
She just laughs and moves on.
Well, she talks about Susan, then her wife's, her partner's name,
I don't know her partner's name.
I think it's Susan. But she mentions her quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm still weeks behind on all my Entertainment Weeklies that are now like
thank you
Entertainment last
really
month.
Old news as I get to them. She had a really good interview in Entertainment Weekly a few years ago because her show's getting better ratings and she's becoming a little bit of a
thank you
pop culture icon now because it turns out she's taking the Anderson Cooper place of like trendy homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
She's a PhD from Oxford. She's a doctor.
Yeah, she's not.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. She's not unbright.
Oh, no, but I
do not disagree with you.
Yeah, I do not disagree with you.
Jesus, yeah. She's.
I thought it was a master's from somewhere. Mm-hmm. America.
No, she's Rhodes.
Rhodes scholar. And a doctor. And they ask her why she doesn't go by doctor. And she's like, this doesn't fit me.
It really doesn't. I can't imagine watching the Dr. Rachel Maddow show. No,
no, that sounds terrible.
You've dreamt about the Dr. Maddow, probably, kind of thing, right?
So now you would be Dr. and Dr. Mrs. Rachel Maddow.
That's exactly right.
No, oh we're not. Goodness. No, any of my thoughts and prayers with her have not involved a doctor visit.
That's
why you sound like you're going to go to Dr. Maddow.
No.
That's what that sounded like.
No. I'm just saying you're going to be the Dr.
The
and Mrs.
Doctor,
Maddow.
Exactly. Like, that's your title.
So it's very.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take offense to that.
And just after I enjoy the glow of it, I'm going to
be mad at you. Soon as I understand what you said, I'm going to be offended.
Once I piece it together.
I'm uncomfortable.
Damn it. And you just, what did you say to him right before I talked?
Hi, welcome.
Oh.
Doctor, playing doctor, Dr. Maddow, Rachel Maddow.
I lost it.
Horses. Mangers.
Dr. Maddow.
Oh, rainbows.
Yeah, I can't remember.
He'll come back. She'll figure it out. We'll go full circle with it somehow.
Maybe we can listen back.
I don't know.
It's recorded, but I don't know.
You just
Anant, like, I'm terribly
sorry. I just thought that we were wearing hoodies. You just drove right into a line from Veep, and I completely lost it.
Oh.
Anant, you're more than welcome to send photos.
Yeah.
Shoot them to me through Facebook Messenger if you can.
I don't think he has Facebook.
Maybe not. I'm terribly sorry. Otherwise, shoot him to info@qtalkamerica.com. That would be the email address.
I would love that.
To shoot them to. But there are other, there will, sorry that there will be other video things played in the show later that you won't be able to see, but I'm hoping at some point you'll be able to figure it out. Oh, Mom's here. Mom's in the chat room now.
Yeah,
apparently the, maybe the World Series got boring, or she has somehow figured out how to watch us and it at the same time.
It was 7-0 when we left
the bar.
7-2. Oh, they give a real nail biter now.
Yeah, I don't know. Then there were people on base when I left.
It's a good place for them to be, since it is a game about getting on base.
I think so, but it was the wrong team for me.
Oh, I see. That's all. Well, no, wait. No, wait. I don't know which team you're rooting for.
They were both wearing blue. I was very confused.
That's what I thought. Okay, that's where I am, too.
Yeah. So it was the wrong team that was on base.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's okay.
Did you get the message from Kat Carlson about her?
Already?
Well, that'll come up when I review my week.
Oh, okay. Oh. She's saving it for something. I thought it needed...
For a segment?
Well, it's coming up very soon, because I feel like we're about to toss to
Yeah. Oh, we are. Kat, what'd you do this week?
Hey, so...
God damn it, I love... Some of you people are fantastic.
Someone's saying in my ear.
And my producer's telling me we need to move on.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Sure they are.
So I, for the first time in many years, went to... didn't work the busy Halloween weekend Saturday... And went to a Halloween party.
Okay.
And it was a costumes mandatory party.
Okay.
And in an odd paradox, as much as I do enjoy a ridiculous outfit and dressing up, I detest Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a whole lot.
I don't want to do what everybody else is doing.
Well, and yeah. It's and it was in Old Town Scottsdale, and it was just this whole thing. So I finally, like, I thought
for
very...
For MeowCal, that's further South Scottsdale.
Right. Yeah. I walked into my closet, and I thought very carefully, and I thought, no, the shark costume's going to be too hot. I can't see out of the stormtrooper mask. My goodness, what should
I... say that all the time in my closet. I'm not going to be able to see out of my stormtrooper costume.
What would be, like, an easy but clever costume that people would probably get, but I don't have to put on any makeup or really work very hard at? The answer is Rachel Maddow.
And there we are.
That's right. That's right.
It's fantastic.
That's cute.
Lesbian side parts, nerdy glasses, jackets.
Either one could be mistaken for a young man.
Right.
Correct.
Sure.
Right. Correct.
I got
very
it.
Very good.
And there it is. And there it is. And I showed up, and seriously, people actually kind of got it. They were like, wait, you kind of look like, are you Rachel Maddow? And then I showed them my homemade, like, Rachel Maddow name tag with the MSNBC logo. And I was like, yes, I am.
I appreciate that.
Yes, I am.
Indeed I do, sir.
Indeed.
Wow.
Indeed. I know.
That's funny.
So it turned out to be a fun party. It was, you know, I think the first hour was a little awkward for me because I don't know what to do. I'm not making any drinks, and
I'm just gonna sit here and talk to people. Right, it's weird.
And I can't just walk away from the conversation and it not be rude. That's the worst part about socializing.
Right.
I'm really stuck in that conversation. I can't just be like, oh, somebody's calling. I gotta go.
Yeah. I gotta.
But yeah,
after
the nerves calmed, ended up having a really great time. And it ended up witnessing a good friend like vomit out of the Uber. It was very fun.
Out of the Uber. There's your point.
That's the key. That Uber driver got a hell of a tip though.
That avoids the $200 cleanup fee from Uber.
And she's a good sport about it because then she texted me just recently. She texted me a WikiHow article.
Good.
With photos of how to actually vomit out of the car window.
Nice. Step one, lean out.
Yeah. Step one is roll down the window.
Yeah.
As it turns out. Yeah.
Good call.
Step one, window down.
Okay, that's good. Window down.
It was very fun.
Window down. Note to self.
Nope. Next.
Yeah.
The next step is
lean out of the window.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then,
aim your face that direction.
I'd get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can send you the article.
No, thank you. I'm going to look forward to that.
But yeah, hilarity ensued. You know, people who were entirely too old to be...
Hilarity ensued. Chocularity.
Yeah. Entirely too old for all that, but had a really great time. And what else? Now it's book fair week.
Now, my question for you in regards to the dislike for the Halloween.
Mm.
I know why I have my dislike for it.
Sure.
Mine is because...
Other people?
Yeah, but that's just like throughout the whole year.
Oh, sure.
But the other part is I have a real big issue if I don't know who you are and you come up to me with a mask.
Oh, sure.
But as a bartender, the other thing is you get the same shit across the bar a billion fucking times. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Is that part of your annoyance, or is there something else?
I think it is just years in the bar business that have kind of ruined grown-up Halloween for me. Because it is. Because first there's the I don't fucking recognize any of you idiots.
And I don't know what you drink now because I can't see you.
And then there's the ugly, I don't know how to handle being in public that happens sometime after 12:30. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know, the just horrible things that people decide are a good idea after they've had entirely too much to drink.
It turns into like a fun costume into Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day.
Right. Same.
Personal, yeah.
Right. So I still greatly enjoy like little kid, couple of blocks in the neighborhood, trick-or-treat Halloween. Like, that's a lot of fun. Especially because I just wander around behind them with a beer in my hand. You're fine. Go another couple
Who's
houses.
Who's the Ewok drinking?
Yeah.
But we didn't even get to do that. The kids were with their dad this Halloween. So Sharon got all ramped up and was like, make sure to buy some candy. We're staying home for trick-or-treaters.
And you're like, shit.
I said, we live on like a main road. We live on a five-lane road. Right. No one is coming trick-or-treating.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah.
I would think that they would.
And two trick-or-treaters, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a bunch of candy because there was a chance I wasn't going to work last night.
Yeah.
And I had that was the most I ever had. And then I got called into work at 6:45, so we shut everything down.
Right.
But I disabled my doorbell many moons ago.
Years ago, right.
Yeah, that thing ceased to live.
Yeah.
And and I actually took it apart and off. Maybe I just took the battery out. Who are we kidding?
Not sure.
Yeah. Due to a lack of witnesses, we'll never know. Yeah. Well, I didn't think about it, so I had the door closed, and it's hard to knock on the security door. Uh-huh. Like, it doesn't make a lot of noise. So I saw somebody out in the driveway, so I was like, oh, there must be kids at the door. And I felt so bad because they were starting to turn around. Oh. And I'm like, no, I actually have candy this year. I'm ready for you.
Yeah, we even had...
And the costumes were cute.
Yeah.
One of our two groups, some there was even cute. Some sort of song and dance. Sharon got the door on that call because we apparently each got one. I got one and she got one. But yeah, there were like six kids out there and I'm like, I'm laying on the couch and they're singing and... What in the hell is going on?
Yeah, the first group said trick or treat. That kind of lost its... I'm like, no, you gotta say it, bitch.
Yeah,
trick right. Treat. Yeah, don't just do this.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You're gonna work for it.
Here's the script. Let's start again.
Right.
Clearly, you need some notes from the director.
Four
trick
words.
Or treat.
Trick.
Smell or my feet. Fruits.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there was a really cute Jasmine from Aladdin.
Oh, sure.
Or it was
I enjoy her.
Girl just from a that yeah. Part of the country.
Yeah. Or it was just a
or a neighbor girl.
Or it was a midget hooker. You don't know. Maybe.
Well, at least you'll be the one that can't run for president.
Oh, honey, that happened so long ago.
Mine almost got the bell. Yours got the... Shit. Let's just delete that in post.
You don't know. You don't know.
We're going to clean that up.
Yeah, well, it's going to take a big two. Sponge.
We don't even know who we offended.
It's going to take a big sponge. No. Doesn't matter. It's good.
And then, and I know that some kids are taller.
Right.
But someone... suspicious came to the door at about like towards dun, dun, the end dun. And they came up the driveway and I'm like, all right, now it's a horror movie, like these are, but the one person stayed back
right
and the so they didn't both come up, so I was like, oh, maybe it is a parent and a tall
An
child
older child,
but it was a little bit of a scary costume, but he was like 5'7", 5'6", like not much shorter than me. But then I was at I had a friend of mine's son is 15 and he's almost 6'6".
Sure.
So you know what I mean? He's just barely out of he's just out of the realm of too
reasonable
old to trick-or-treaters.
Right.
But he looks like, you know, the father of six because he's fucking huge.
Wow, that was an interesting spot real quick right there. Father of six.
You know what I mean? Because he looks, you just don't think somebody 15 is going to be that tall.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, when if you can get on a step stool and see his face, he looks
still
young.
Still looks very young,
He looks
right.
young, but, you know, he's like, Jesus. Yeah.
But put a Chewbacca mask on him.
And, oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, years ago, we had people that came up to the door, and it was, that's not a costume. When they came walking up, toward the end, you know, it's getting...
It's the older kids that are out later,
right?
Sure.
And the older kids are out later. And the 16, 17, 18-year-old standing there, like, pretend I'm James Dean, and they're smoking a cigarette, and they're like, what? No. Yeah. We're not. You're not getting candy. I get that you assume the role, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No. You're frightening.
And no, you're just a delinquent. Away. I'm right. calling the cops.
Yeah, you need to kind of go away because you're frightening everybody.
And then
by that, I mean...
Don't make me turn the hose on you.
The nurse kicked up in my ass because... I was like, when I was a kid, I always want. I don't really like.
We need more delicate Southern phrases for you.
There's got to be some way to phrase that.
A more delicate way to say that.
Nope. Turns out there's not.
But when I didn't really like candy, so I just went trick or treating because it was just something you did, and I would just be disgusted when it was over because I don't like anything.
Got to wander around the neighborhood
except
in the dark.
Reese's cups. So that's what I got. I got little mini Reese's and then like the little crackle ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
those.
Yep.
Crunchy candy
with
bars.
With the rice in them.
But those are the only two I liked. Well, then I realized I'm giving out peanuts to fucking kids. I'm probably killing kids.
Nah, like
Well, don't
three.
You think their parents probably pull through?
Well, they have to figure it out.
I was just worried, like, oh, what if, you know, it's 85 degrees outside. That shit's going to melt all over
In
everything
the 70s,
else.
We never fucking worried about that. We just took it all.
Yep. Razor blades and all, yeah.
I don't remember having any kind of aversion to peanut issues. I never have, but...
Yeah.
But I just left because I'm like, oh, should I be asking them? Like,
I don't even have the hearing of that back then.
Mm-mm, me either.
I think it's new.
No, because well, it was all razor blades and
razor blades
thing.
And the apples.
Yeah.
And Nant was wondering how many were dressed as clowns, and I was going to ask the same thing because we didn't have any. There were little clowns.
No clowns. And then as
okay, people do read, yeah. kind of.
And I was surprised how late, but then I'm like, well, you got to wait for the people to be home from work to be mm-hmm. home to give you the candy.
And to eat a little, like, they have dinner, they probably really get your homework done. You know, we thought the same thing, because they started coming out quite a bit later than normal. So, but then had 2 days, like, with the weekend, with Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and
Monday.
And then Rachel Maddow had, her whole opening thing was about white supremacists. So right, I'm like, and now they're going to come to the door and hear this, you know, lesbian talking about white supremacists. So it sounds like... Does it sound like I'm a white supremacist? Because now this bald guy is going to, you know, pale white bald guy is coming to the door.
Like, who may or may not be directing a sheet.
Yeah exactly. It's an F again, but.
I'm going to wear my hood tonight. No, I'm not.
I'm like, this just doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
I actually turned all the lights off, exterior and interior of the house, and left.
I saw your posts about hiding from the trick-or-treaters.
I did. I went to a restaurant and had a margarita, some lovely food. Then I went to Stacy's and worked on my laptop until it was all done. I monitored my security cameras so I could make sure. And when I realized that nobody else was walking by on the street, because I could see, you know, a stroller and a bunch of kids. They just walk right by. And then I came back home about midnight and turned everything back on.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Very festive of you.
You really waited till the bitter end.
I like that. Well, I was
drinking, too.
Yeah. So.
Did you not put your sign up this year
because
in English and Spanish?
No.
That always makes me laugh.
Normally, I do. I have a sign that says, sorry, I have no candy in English and in Spanish.
No tango dulce.
But no, I didn't this year because the lights were all off. They couldn't have seen it anyway.
Oh, good call.
So I didn't.
I attempted that whole thing. And there are a couple of different ways to get into my yard, like at the end of the fence mm-hmm. and then right up and then up by the porch. So we fucking put tape around it because I don't want the kids walking up if they're going to come up over the kind of cobblestone walk. I don't need them tripping.
But it's scarier that way.
It is. But I don't need them tripping and suing me, little bastards.
Okay.
So I mean that with love. With love. So I take
Halloween litigation time, doo-dah.
I don't trust
it's
anyone.
It's so odd that you guys see my kids so little.
I don't trust anyone. So then the other, they coming up the other way, I was like, no. So I had the lights switched off and I had everything up there because the Vikings played last night poorly. Playing is a bad way to say it. They had the same uniform.
They had a game.
They had there was something. And, but I didn't know that they weren't going to actually show up, so I was excited to watch it. And I have dogs, and they bark like every time that there's a knock.
A mouse can fart, and your goddamn dogs lose their mind.
Exactly. Somebody farts two streets over, and they have to alert me. And that's nice of them, but I'd prefer they don't.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, good. I'm going to shut all this shit off. We're good. We're just going to watch the game. They'll think it's a horror movie inside because they'll be screaming at the TV, but aside from that, we're good. And then there's my mother. Oh, we can't hand out candy? For real? For fucking real?
Well, babe, this is one of the odd times your mother is actually home this time of night.
Correct.
Right?
I mean,
this is new. This is new.
If you're watching.
Her world has changed, so she's now gone during the day and home at night, right?
Makes my eye kind of flip. So all of a sudden, she's out there like, well, I'll just pull the... And she pulled everything back, turned the lights on. She was all excited to see little kids.
Little, yeah, that was an edit. I saw that.
I tried to edit it, yes.
Yeah. But I thought I was going to be off. And sure. So I was like, well, I'll go get candy and...
Normally, I'll have fun with it.
Yeah.
I just had other shit to do, and I didn't want to deal with the dogs going absolutely itchy.
Plus, it's a sign that your neighborhood's getting better if you have trick-or-treaters.
Oh, absolutely. They get bust into
I was actually just going to say that, because when I moved in, you know, 15 years ago, there weren't a lot of young kids. Mm-hmm. And now that it's turned around, and a lot of houses have been redone and sold, families have moved in, and there are a lot more children in the neighborhood.
Well, there are more children, but they also bring them in, because it's a little bit... Not and by no means upscale, but it's a little bit better neighborhood than some of the homes south.
Okay.
So they're like, we know where to go get the goods.
Yeah. So
we're going up there. They have a lot of like shit blown up and it looks really like Halloween. Okay. And, you know, my neighborhood is decorated quite a bit. So I think you assume decorations mean that they're going to hand
I told everybody, that's irony true. Is that with the exterior lighting on my house, it's so inviting for a house that doesn't want anybody to stop by.
Yeah.
And the grass looks fabulous.
Oh, thank you. My lawn came in nicely. I'm very thankful.
Fabulous.
My God. I mowed it for the first time yesterday. I'm very proud of that.
So aside from trying to turn away children, what'd you do?
Well, aside from that.
Which is very busy. It's full time.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Did I put anything down?
Probably not.
Oh, yeah. Exciting. This goes back to Mom, but we finally paid off Mom's car. Like, so she was like, very exciting. The car, the last car payment was sent.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very exciting.
So, wow. So, I mean, the roof.
Anybody, yeah.
You have no car payments now.
Correct.
Very nice.
Anybody who's ever, like, done that whole send for the last payment.
Alfie did recently.
It's the best feeling.
What is that, even a year ago?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, last October I paid it off.
It's just a great feeling. So
and I'm hoping for February.
But for Alfie, it's the first time without a car payment in how many years? Like, because you never have done that.
Since I was 20.
Yeah, so a couple of years. He's always had a car payment. Nice.
Oh, isn't that awful?
Oh yeah, once you fall into that fucking thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's just crazy. So that was just lovely. Like it.
Good. Right, well, that's cool.
Yeah. So that was exciting.
Kat, you said February is when you think on the old caravan's going to be paid off?
Yeah, that's the plan.
That's not a caravan, is it?
It is.
It is. Yeah. Dodge Caravan.
Well, she was saying 2 years early. That's pretty
cool. Oh, very cool. Yeah.
Yes. Well, but I also took out a 6-year loan. Early, so. Nice.
That's a big deal.
Oh. I forget how long you've had that now.
There's an upside to me working all these hours.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You can pay off a car a couple days early.
Right. Which is nice.
True
but my dad always my dad always said...
my daddy always used to tell me. He said, Roseanne...
Now, one thing, it's another. No, but he's always like, always just budget in a car payment into your life. Like, don't get used... get used to not having a car payment.
How smart is that?
Yeah. So now I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't want a car payment again.
You can
but
easily
luckily,
do it.
The 17th car that I bought was the one that I like. So it's like, there's no like bells and whistles on another car that I need.
Well, that's
nice, so. I certainly don't know what it looks like. So it's not like I want somebody else's car.
Well, and I mean, unless
you can't even find your own, right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And that just came up in like memories was the
so
last,
funny.
Like the last couple of weeks is the anniversary of all the times I lost my car in parking lots or tried to break into other people's car and swore it was mine.
Why can't I get in? Oh, God, that's so funny.
A friend, speaking of that kind of an incident, a friend of mine posted today on Facebook that he had just flown back into Phoenix and he, you know, friends were picking him up in his car. So he runs out of the airport, arrivals, jumps in his car and realizes it's not his car. Scared the shit out of the family that was in it. But he's like, happy Halloween.
You know that would be
costume.
Me.
Oh. That's so funny.
Oh, yes. But no, there's really no more. What else could you possibly want the car to do aside from actually driving itself? Because your car does everything. It's got a great sound system. It's Bluetooth. It's got cruise tilt. It's economical.
It does not make toast.
We were done at thing number two. It's got a great sound system, and it has navigation, which I wanted.
Right, so,
and then... phone's got navigation, so
either way, you're gonna
really,
get there.
I got that car, and I went to the all Apple all the time,
right?
So like, there's navigation constantly.
So he may never have to buy another vehicle ever
until they come out with the Apple car.
Oh no,
it already syncs. I don't know what more it could do. Like, will I sit with a hologram of, what's the dead guy's name?
Jobs.
Steve Jobs? Yeah.
Well, then you can do HOV.
I was saying, maybe you can use a carpool lane.
Missy Allen, the dead guy.
It's Ooh, a new somebody show write starting. That down. Yeah, it's a new show starting.
See how the dead guy.
That could be our sleep podcast.
Right.
I do think, though.
Be our nap show.
I have not left my thoughts on the caravan. I still like that. So I'm still thinking, like, maybe next fall. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking maybe I will next fall do a...
Buying a caravan?
Something. I just...
Get the rear-facing seats for me.
Oh, good call.
So we can relive your childhood?
No, so I can relive that car ride like 3 weeks ago when the Uber picked me up in the fucking caravan and I rode backwards and the driver was stoned out of his mind and I was looking the wrong way, so we never... Like, oh, we should have turned there. Oh, Oops. We should have turned there.
Right.
Oh, I'm not looking the right way to tell you where to turn.
Oops.
Still stoned, by the way.
Which way are we going? Yeah. Get a compass. Nope.
You have a bottle of champagne and you sit backwards in a car. And I just can't get away. You know.
Kat, I just can't get away from stow and go seating. I'm so in love with the idea that it can be fully passenger equipped and it can haul cargo in a minute.
Yeah, in a minute.
Yeah, now we want something that seats 8 people he's never going to take with them.
Right. Oh, no, I have no idea. I have no desire to take all you people with me.
Right. Has 4 friends, doesn't want to see them more than once a week.
Yeah. The original get off my lawn.
Totally. In fact, I'm about ready to have words with the neighbor because he keeps parking in front of my house and walking across my lawn. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh, sir, we're going to have a discussion about where you walk. I seemingly can't get the goddamn postman to stop, but you're in and out more times a day than the postman comes by.
Yeah. Well, and the mailman brings you mail. So he actually has kind of a purpose in coming over.
No,
here.
The mailman brings me stuff I have to sit around and sort out and shred
recycle,
every
right.
Fuckle 2 weeks.
Well, if you had more friends, maybe you'd get more cards.
Traditional spelling on the fuckle.
I'm the only one that still sends cards. So this has been the busiest fucking 2 weeks of my life. What else did you do?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to say that tomorrow I'm very, very excited. I'm going to go see Hillary.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh,
are you
really?
Yeah. I was supposed to. I had sent you guys that thing about Michelle Obama, and I had really wanted to go.
For those of you that are listening and don't know what we're talking about, Hillary Clinton coming to Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, Tempe, Arizona, a suburb of Phoenix, tomorrow. And you are going to see her.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hopefully, Aaron and I will be down there. But
very cool.
I wanted to go see Michelle Obama when she was here last week.
I should have just shit canned my whole day for that because that was more possible than tomorrow.
Yeah, and I really wanted to be there, and then nobody could go. And I know it sounds stupid, but I wanted to share that with somebody. I don't know why, but you know, I should have gone, and I was frustrated that I didn't. Then, as I sat there watching it on C-SPAN, I should be there. I want to be there.
Yeah.
So when this came up, I thought I need to do this.
Right.
You know, I need to do this. So I'm excited for that. And actually, on Sunday, last Sunday, I went to brunch at a lovely place, Acatillo. I don't know if you guys have
been
there. We went there once.
Yeah, real good.
I love the coffee part of that place.
Oh, yeah, very much. It was wonderful. But we went and were joined by Jesse's mom and stepdad. So I get to see them every now and again.
Oh, that's nice.
And it just, they're down here visiting. And it was just a wonderful visit to be able to sit there and enjoy some family friends from back home. So we did that. And it was nice outside, you know? Like, it wasn't too hot to be out on the patio. It's that, like, where, and then right toward the end, we were like, okay, we got to go.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're swamp ass. We got to go. It's done. So it just got to be a little much. But that Acatillo is a lovely place.
I don't love their dinner menu.
Yeah,
but
I haven't been for dinner. Yeah. Just the brunch and the coffee stuff.
Oh, and the coffee's phenomenal.
Yeah. So I was not mad about that. Not mad about that at all. So anyway, that's all. Dan, now you can talk.
I would love to try. I would love to try it for brunch because, like I said, I love the space. It's very pretty.
We did a lunch there one day, but I haven't done the brunch yet. You were there with me and
Carlton.
Was it Carlton or the Wilk?
Carlton.
Yeah, the brunch, it really was. Very, very good. Everybody
and we were there right after they opened, so maybe they've worked some bugs out since we were there.
I mean, the food was good. The menu didn't excite me. It wasn't somewhere where like, ooh, I want to eat that food again.
Right. And I'm not saying we have to keep going, but the brunch, I would, you know, in another month or two, like if somebody brought it up, I mean, and great service.
Yeah,
it was good. And I think that was the thing with the Kinks. We've tried to go there maybe 2-3 times and...
Where?
To Acatillo.
Oh,
to work out the kinks. Right. I just think
I mean, we had good service. It was just the menu was just kind of laid there.
Right.
That there was nothing. The food wasn't bad.
Like New Jersey.
Just laid there. Like Jersey. Yeah.
They closed the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bridge or gate.
Fine. Yeah. So, the end.
Oh, yeah. Busiest fucking Tuesday. And I forgot last week just to say that on the Saturday of the busiest fucking first part of this two-week cycle was Amy Schumer, who was very funny. Or maybe I did say. But anyways, very funny.
I feel like you did say.
I don't recall if you said that last week. 2 weeks ago. Because he went last Saturday before.
Yeah, the AIDS walk. AIDS it was walk. Like the night before. Because I saw you the next morning.
Oh, because so I saw you at AIDS walk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, so she's funny. If she's coming near you.
Go see her.
Filthy, dirty. Like, it was filthy.
Like it should be.
Like, I honestly was like, wow, that's raunchy.
Okay.
And
but not offended.
No.
You can barely offend.
One of those things where you got to really think about who you're bringing with you.
Sure. Like,
because that just got, wow, that's graphic.
Off the rails.
Yeah, off the rails. And then this week just, and then it was like days and night shifts all last week, just bullshit.
Yeah, because you were doing the days stuff, and now you're done with that piece, right?
Oh, praise Jesus, yes. Till next year. But and that so like last Thursday it was like a 20-hour day. It was just redonkulous.
Okay.
But this Sunday I woke up and went to, this time we went to Sanctum of Horror. I think it was called Sanctum of Horror in the way out in Superstition Springs Mall in the Sears parking lot. I'm like, well, the Sears is empty. Why don't we haunt that place up? But so that was funny. And that was a bunch of people that I used to work with, some people I work with now, their kids that have all gotten, now we've all worked together. So the one kid who's 15 is 6'6".
Oh, got it.
Or just shy of 6'6". And I was like, I didn't realize he was that old. She's like, he's not. He's 15. And I'm like, how tall is he going to get?
Yeah.
And is this a kid that you've probably known since he was a little kid?
Well, a few years. And then another one that was a little kid. I ended up with his mom, who's my friend, good friend Jenny, and her son and her son's friend. And they're like both 13. And they were funny. Like she had shown him, Amina had sent those auto-corrected texts. Mm-hmm. With about the cock and the stuff, about sending the dirty stuff, and you're sending it to your mother, not to your date. And so she had found it funny, showed it to these two boys. They were finding it funny. We were just kind of laughing, and then everyone was, we're in the line, we get divided into groups. So I went with the four of them in the last group, and they're like, well, who's going to go first? The first time my friend Jenny went first, I'm like, I'm not doing it. Right. And then her son was like, Mom, you went too slow through that one. And she's like, well, then you go first. She's like, I'm not doing it. So I'm like, all right, I'll go first this time. Well, we get, because there's like two haunted houses next to each other. So the second one, we get to a room, and it looks like a Dexter kill room with the blood splatter and everything. And I was just, like, my nerves were fried. It was really hot Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday night at 8:30. It was still, like, above 80. And so I was sweating, and, like, my heart was racing. And we got to that room, and I was just done. And I literally pulled this kid, Rocco, 13 years old, and threw him in front of me.
Take one for the team.
Just catapulted him in the next room. Awesome. And then I finally got back in front, and the last thing, I walked in and did the silence of the lambs, and, you know, why are you dead, Clarice? Yeah, I didn't check my corners, so I always check my corners when I'm entering the haunted house to figure out where they're hiding. And I saw where the guy with the chainsaw was hiding, and I saw him, and he saw me make contact, so he wasn't going to jump out on me.
Right.
So I just started running and left them. So we get out, and Jenny's like, okay, no hero here. She's like, you just ran. And I almost threw a garbage can in front of them just to make sure that they died and I lived. And then as we're like saying, like, oh, it was nice, we got a picture taken as a group. And then because I think there was like 16 of us, we got our picture taken as a group. And then we were all saying goodbye, and I was being nice to the two young men. And I was like, it was very nice to meet you. And he goes, you threw me in front of you. And I'm like, oh, I told you Operation Human Shield was coming. It's your fault for not paying attention to the fair warning I gave you.
Well, because you know what they say. You don't have to be the fastest. Just don't be the slowest.
You're right. That's right. Second slowest is fine. You still live.
You still live.
Oh, so, I mean, that really was very funny. And then,
I haven't been to one of those in years. Like
I missed last year because they switched the date. But this was our, because we've done The Nest, we've done 13th Floor, we've done Fear Farm, and now we did Sanctum of Horror. And it really is fun. And it gets your heart racing, and you're kind of running through.
Oh,
and
totally.
The actors that are in there were really, really good this year. Okay. The actors really got the job done. Sure.
There was one that was out like the 101 in Thomas, sorry, like Scottsdale-ish, for further south Scottsdale, a few years ago.
Every year I arrive tired. My car just, the navigation just takes me there, over there, and we're done.
Well, we went in, and it was far, far too real, quite frankly. Yeah. And I just kind of laughed because I'm... always kind of take the role on of, you'll be fine. I'll protect you. No, I won't anymore. You know, like I just, and then I lost my mind.
That's how Fear Farm 2 years ago was a little much. And that went on too long. And you went into trailers.
Okay, right.
Like they had it really set up. They had a lot of space. So you like walked out of something and into a trailer and through and the one, they had the one scene from Seven set up with the dead fat guy with his face and the bowl of SpaghettiOs. Like,
yes.
Like it was really good. And this one, we walked into a room and the girl scared us. I was like, Jesus! And she goes, there's no Jesus here.
Oh,
Jesus
done.
Is gone. And like, and so I'm with, I know my friend and her son are Catholic and I could see both of them like, so now I feel wrong. And like that's the one guy like shook his head like flash dance and like sprayed us with water. Because they can't touch you, but they get pretty close.
Sure.
And he was like, he was like in like dead drag.
Okay.
And then, so he, like, shook his head and, like, was scaring my friend. He said, you want a kiss?
Oh, God.
Aren't I a pretty girl?
No, I'm fine.
And I was like, and he's, like, all covered in blood and gore. And I was like, okay, this is getting, that's what we started. We're like, all right, we're going to Operation Human Shield. Right.
Well, and when you're looking at other people.
You've had a full life at 13. You're good.
Right. You've been happy. You look around at the people that are in there, that are just part of the scene, as you start to walk through and you think, they're going to jump out. That fucker's going to jump out. I know it. So you stop paying attention to this one.
Right. Where they're really going to jump out.
Yeah. And they mix it up enough that, oh, hell. We went to one at the state fair when I'm little. I was probably six, something like that. And mom and a couple of friends. And we go to walk through there. And like he said, they're not supposed to touch you. Well, they were underneath this bridge with all that kind of whatever smoke and this and that, and hands would come up out of the water. Okay, fine, scary. Well, for a six-year-old, I was terrified. But then they came up and they grabbed mom by the ankle, and they're not supposed to do this stuff. Oh my God, I'm still, that person might still be in the hospital. Because mom called, wow, I mean, just done. But that'll learn him. Don't do that. But that touching, like even just the water,
they told us as we went in, like, don't touch them. They're not allowed to touch you. Because some places will say they can touch you.
Yeah.
And there was one in Niagara Falls, Ontario, at Maple Leaf Village. Of course, they have something called Maple Leaf Village. Syrup is us. And it was called Nightmares. And this was one that had, like, because it was in a, what I guess would have been a shopping mall. I can't remember what Maple Leaf Village was supposed to be, but it had started to fail. You know.
Retirement community.
Yeah.
So, Shady Pines of Canada. Mall.
So, like, you went up stuff and you went Joey's over, like, there. A catwalk and, like, and through all this really weird shit. Okay. And people, like, they would have, like, wet sponges and touch you. And,
oh, no.
But it was all in the dark. And if you got freaked out, you had to yell out nightmares. That was the gimmick. And they would come and get you and, like, walk you out. And they must have been wearing night vision because it was so dark in there. I don't know how they found it. Or it could have just been me, nightmare! So the first time I didn't make it through.
They asked him to leave, actually. Because he was screaming like that.
due to the lack of witnesses, we might never be sure how that went down.
We like to turn up all the lights so that the screaming woman can leave.
The clearly distressed screaming woman can go,
ma'am, do you need a paramedic?
the second time I was brave and I made it through. But the Haunted Mansion in Disney World, the first time I went, I didn't make it past the... when the guy slams open the doors and welcomes him into the foyer and the picture started going, I was like, I want out, stop it now. And they were like, oh, nope, not going to be fine. I think I was 12 years old. I'm like, end the ride, open the doors. And they're like, all right, we'll let you out. And then my dad made fun of me for like the whole night.
Oh, well, no. Sure.
So the next day I went through and I made it. And then I was like, oh, that was, because it's actually funny.
It's very funny
but
and
it's
fun.
Just, it just looks so...
Well, in that first room, when the wall starts to climb up,
the guy slammed open the doors, uh-huh. And I was like, oh no! And I didn't know what it was going to be, and then I found out, you know, it's this delightful ride where you see yourself in the mirror with a ghost, and they combined a roller coaster in there because I'm not afraid of that. So I was very happy I went the second time, but my dad all day long made fun of me.
While you were talking about that, you were talking about how long it had been since you'd been through it. It's almost been 40 years since I've been to a haunted house, and that's not long enough.
Yeah, because you're not good at that. I do not care for that. Yeah.
There's enough things in everyday life scary enough. I don't need to pay to be scared.
Just turn on CNN.
Just like, I don't even, I'm good. Uh-huh. I mean, I watched, you know, This Is Life with Lisa Ling when she goes into a fucking morgue, and that's bad enough. Right. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. No, that's, I understand. I understand. We would go with, we'd have a big group, and we'd have Batman and Robin, and have Dale, oh my God, Dale, who's scared to death of clowns. And yet he would go and
There was no clowns in that either. There were no clowns.
Smart. This year, especially this year. But it was just hysterical. Like, because you'd just be laughing at them like it's no big deal. And then all of a sudden someone would go, and there's a chainsaw by my, and then I'd pee myself.
Oh, and the guy that had the chainsaw couldn't get the sparks. Like, he kept dragging it on the ground, but he couldn't get the sparks to go. And I could tell he was working on it.
Oh,
that's unfortunate. It worked in rehearsal.
I'm sure he was so disappointed, too.
But they,
I'm sure he was.
They used to save that for the end, like, especially at that Nightmare's place. Like, they would save that, but now they wander around with it outside.
Right,
and when you're in line, the people in costume are walking around outside, and then they come and, like, they work their way into your group and scare you from behind. Like, all of a sudden you turn around and it's not the person you thought you were talking to. It's one of them. And the one guy had a fantastic Joker, and it was makeup with prosthetics. So he was part, and I know none of you guys will know this, but somebody listening might. It was part the clown from the Year of American Horror Story, the carnival year with the serial killer that had the clown face.
Okay.
But just the smile, like this part.
Yeah.
And it was just all done with makeup. There was no mask on. So it was like part Joker, part the serial killer clown from American Horror Story. And that was really good. Like, I wanted to be like, can we just take a second and enjoy your makeup?
Sure.
Right.
Because it looked like a mask. And then as he came up and he kept, like, walking by us and stuff, I'm like, holy shit, that's all makeup. And maybe a little prosthetic right here to get the... And somebody's going to tell me, is this called a Glasgow smile? Where they used to slice the people's lips right here, and that's what the Joker has.
Yeah, I know. Sure.
So what'd you do besides avoid children?
Oh, well, that was just yesterday. The typical weekend, Halloween weekend, all the bars go nuts. Glasgow smile. The BS West Halloween show was Saturday night. My entire Saturday was spent setting up, wiring, prepping for that, and then staying there all evening to babysit, and then...
And I thought about you, because I was just around the corner from there.
Oh.
Yeah, I was over at Cowboy Chow.
Okay, gotcha, right there.
Literally.
Yeah. So, went through that, and then by the time tear down, everything's done, I got in, I literally was crawling in bed at 10 minutes to 5 a.m. on Sunday morning, woke up at 3 in the afternoon, and then never left the house, and... Basically, never left the recliner.
That's how that's supposed to work.
I caught up on DVR stuff. I didn't even have to order food in. It was nice. I just answered a couple phone calls that I had to because, you know, clients text me. But other than that, I just zeroed out, watched some TV. I actually watched an Addams Family movie, which it's like, oh, I'm watching a movie. That's odd. So
yeah,
I watched that.
You. Yeah. Of all the movies that you could have picked.
It was just on.
No, fabulous.
He picked one that was 15 years old. Yeah. That's true.
It was actually 1991.
Are your cookies made of... Real Girl Scouts.
Yeah, that was actually the one. Yes. So it was an enjoyable.
It is a good one.
But then I caught up on a lot of DVR things, watched a couple PBS specials that I thought were interesting. I don't know if any of you would have any interest in it. The Highwaymen, which was the group that was Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, and Kris Kristofferson that toured the world four times. Very interesting.
Good. I didn't realize
very interesting story about all of them. I didn't know some of the stuff that they had done with it, but it was very cool. One of the things I learned about that was Kris Kristofferson, when they would pull off like on tour, they would stop at a truck stop to eat. Like, that was one of the things. Kristofferson would get on the highway that they were going to go down later. He would start running, and he would run down the highway, and then they would pick him up an hour and a half later.
Like Forrest Gumping it? Like,
no, that was his workout. Like, they would that was his daily. He would run every day, so they would just he would pull off and run an hour plus down the highway, and they would pick him up. I'm like.
Who would is that where they that? Got the rolling down the highway?
No, and kind of maybe I didn't think that. Okay,
I don't know.
And I mean, the amount of songs that guy wrote is just right. staggering.
Oh, and then I heard this. Then there was an interesting story about him working as a janitor in the recording studio in Nashville where Johnny Cash was recording, and how he got discovered through Johnny Cash. It just was a very interesting story about how all of that came to be. And like you said, like he'd written so many songs.
Oh, yeah. And every time you hear another one, you're like, that one too? Really?
In fact, Willie Nelson even said in the documentary, he was like, how did I not write Bobby McGee? How did I not do that?
Yeah, Chris, in case you're wondering. He's like, Chris Christopherson wrote me and Bobby McGee. Like, I mean, it just goes...
It goes way back. Like, his songs...
And one of them wrote Crazy by Patsy Cline, and I...
Oh, that's Willie.
Yeah, I always forget if it's Willie Nelson or Chris Christopherson.
It's like, Willie Nelson.
There's so many songs that one or the other wrote them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One or the other had their hands on it.
Also, a hit by Roy Orbison, Pretty Paper.
Okay.
Willie Nelson wrote that.
Oh.
Yeah, so many, many songs. But it's such a lot of talent, so I just enjoyed it. Just to listen to the songs again, and so that was kind of cool. So it was my Sunday, and then yesterday was Halloween. Ran errands, did stuff, yada yada yada. I mowed the yard, exciting stuff. So
it is exciting.
And then, of course, for those of you listening, and we've talked about it. Hopefully, it all will come to a successful end. A week from tonight, we will be in Studio C, right here where you are. We are sitting in with some special guests. Katie June is supposed to be with us. The Wilk, Jason Carlton will be here, so it'll be a full house.
Has anyone considered the logistics? Where are all these people going to go? Are we going to have a satellite office? Three.
Yes. Some will just be in the dining room.
Can we just hook them up in the kitchen cam?
Right. Well, it's going to be very busy, I'm sure.
It is very busy.
Carlton will probably be one of the... He'll probably be a bartender. And then probably well before the end of the show, he'll probably be passed out laying down here. Just a guess.
That feels good.
In the living room. I'm not sure. Somewhere.
Can we... I feel like we should put an old-time like newspaper hat on him and give him a little notebook and make him run back and forth with notes. Can we do that to Jason Carlton? Yeah. Can we make
I'm going to put you in charge of that.
Can we make him the intern?
That's funny.
Makes me happy.
The I'm Carlton, intern. Your intern.
Yeah. With a little paper in the brim that says news.
Can we have like a little thing right here? Carlton?
Like Rhoda? On Rhoda?
Yeah.
Carlton?
Get Lorenzo Music to play that.
This is Carlton, your doorman.
Yeah. Yes.
It's too old for some people to understand. I get it. I
but the start of the whole it's characters fun. That are not seen, like, and I don't think Rhoda is James Burrows. I mean, I'm sure at some
the
point.
Other thing I watched.
But like the Cheers with Vera never being seen, and Frasier, we never saw Maris. Like you never saw Niles' wife. Like Carlton is the start of those characters that you know that they exist, but you don't ever see them.
But you never see them.
Yeah.
And Carlton was actually one of the original writers and producers of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
His name was Lorenzo Music. He was the voice of Garfield the cat.
Oh, that's right.
No, and I feel like he was one of the first like out gay.
Oh, that I don't know.
Hollywood.
The other special I watched.
I always knew Garfield.
The PBS specials I was watching, and I've got two more recorded. It's called American Masterpiece is what I believe it's what it's called. The other one that I watched, which was again crazy and interesting to watch, was the one on Norman Lear. Writer of, I mean, every show that was ever great in the 70s and early 80s, All in the Family, Good Times, Maude, I'm spacing on other ones that he did, but it was a really interesting
Archie Bunker
documentary. Yeah, All in the Family.
Yeah.
It's just very interesting to see how he came up with stuff and where what his background was. It was just very, very cool.
Sure.
So was very happy to see that.
He was on CNN with Don Lemon. And it was, I'm going to kind of go with kitschy, but kind of cute. He was talking about, what do you think, how do you think Archie would feel about
this? Today?
Yeah, and with everything going on and the fact that it's a woman, and Don Lemon was like, how would he and Edith be going back and forth? I mean, it was just kind of cute way to look at this fictitious thing, but how Norman Lear kind of saw that. And at the end, Don Lemon made me laugh because he was really trying to push it. You could tell he always wanted to sing the song from All in the Family.
Right. And those were the days.
Son of a bitch, I've got Norman Lear here. So and so they sang it back and forth.
And then he went into Edith.
Oh, God, it was fantastic. So it was real cute.
One of the interesting things I learned from that documentary was specifically Carol O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker, obviously an established actor at the time when he came into the series, used to go back and forth with Norman Lear on what he thought would work and what didn't. And Norman often had to fight him to be like, it will work. I swear to you.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't want to play somebody so unlikable.
Right. And in one of them, one of the I guess the entire scene, I need to go back and look at it. One entire episode of All in the Family, it's all shot in an elevator. It's the, where the baby is born in the elevator. Mm-hmm. So he, Archie Bunker walks up and there's a black guy, and of course he has an issue with that.
Sure.
They go in the elevator and this couple walks in who she's pregnant, and the elevator, I think, gets stuck.
Okay.
So,
and she's Jewish or something.
Yeah.
But so but anyway, so the baby's going to be born, and okay. Carol O'Connor was like, this will not play at all, trust me. And Norman Lear was like, it will. And sure as hell, it did exactly what, because he knew what Carol O'Connor had in him, sure, as far as an actor was concerned.
Oh,
so
geez.
The reactions, like, he was like, he got it. He said Carol O'Connor got emotional during the scene because you never see the baby, you just hear it. Okay. And Carol was playing to whatever in his mind he was creating.
Mm-hmm.
It was found, and then he showed it, and then Norman Lear is like crying watching the scene.
Oh, yeah.
He was just like, It worked. Oh, it's very cool.
The very first episode of that show where Sally Struthers gets married, right? Sally Struthers?
Yeah. Yep.
Where she gets married
to
and
Mike.
He tells her, you know, if this, it's just like summer camp. If it doesn't work, just come home. Mm. And it was just heartbreaking of like this, you know, this guy that they just played off as being so hard and screaming and mm-hmm. yelling and everything. And then he just has that little quiet moment with his daughter
his
for
daughter.
Like 5 seconds.
Sure.
And it breaks your heart because it really just, he is just a great performer. And that show just gets you because every once in a while, right. Archie has a little
they
bit
show
of heart.
The, right, the heart. Great show.
Yeah, really was.
Oh, and in the whole uproar, which I never heard, remembered hearing about with regards to Good Times, how the, even the Black, I believe it was the Black Panthers, marched into Norman Lear's office in CBS and came at him with regards to the show. And the mediation between them and him, that's where the Jeffersons came from, because they were like, you're painting us in the wrong light. We need something to be inspirational about. So that's where the Jeffersons, because they'd moved up.
So they're moving on up.
Yeah,
right.
they weren't all poor. And then right. Happy Days was made to counter Good Times.
Oh.
They wanted a show about white people.
Like average
white people. And Fonzie had to make sure that whatever he said didn't sound like dynamite. Like, they needed him to, because he was always been one, just like, you know, it was supposed to be a small part. He didn't wear a leather jacket the first episode.
Season.
He's in like a white coat or something like that. And they had to work on what his catchphrase would be.
Sure.
And how he could say it and not have it sound like dynamite. Like,
oh, I didn't realize any of that.
Yeah, I saw a whole thing about that once.
Oh,
about
interesting.
Happy Days being counter-programming by ABC.
I still will never understand, and I've not ever read or found anything about Chuck.
What happened to Chuck? Yeah.
The oldest brother, does that even mean anything to you?
On Happy Days?
On Happy Days, right? There was
between the pilot and the show, they lose a son.
Yeah, like,
because he just didn't test very well.
Yeah.
And that's just it, but he
sad
was
about
on
it.
There.
Sad about it.
And then you're like, well, did he go to war?
Well, they kind
is
of...
Is that kind of the...
I think at one
they
point they're like, oh,
he's the eldest Osborne child. He refused to sign the release.
Right. Yeah.
Edited
that's
him
true.
Out.
That's true.
Nobody even knows what her name is.
He's
everybody knows Jack and Kelly, but there's an
sure.
older daughter
right, an older
that you
daughter
never
that
saw.
Said no.
Yeah. She was like, mm-mm, I don't want...
I think she's in. I think she's in one episode, but they don't show her and she doesn't
right.
talk.
She's blurred out.
It's like a wedding episode or something.
Yeah, she happens to be in the deal.
And Lorenzo music was straight. My bad.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there's that. Okay, we burned the first hour. We're going to come back. We've got the drinking words coming up immediately after this, and then headlines are on their way, so stick around. It's Q Talk America.
Hey, girl, you okay?
You're listening to Q Talk America.
Are you ready for this? It's a 30-second dance break.
Is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Oh, a drinking word.
Again. It'd be nice if we had one. I mean,
but why?
It could just be drank.
I know.
There you go.
What do you got?
Drank.
Drank.
Wow.
Nicely done. Wow. Wait, so how is that going to work?
Drank.
Right, okay. Is that review. Spelled D-R-A-N-K?
Traditional or? Spelling.
Clearly, yeah. The traditional yeah. spelling.
Clearly.
Yeah. Usually found in grape.
Oh. Well, then we're going to need reinforcements.
Oh, gosh. She's got some reinforcementos.
Well, because I went to dinner before here, and I knew I wasn't going to have time to pick up liquor, so.
Nice.
Packed a cooler, yeah.
What a girl. My
got
God.
The thermos. It's
going fishing, smart. Going to the show, whatever it takes.
She's ready to go. Okay, so the drinking word is drank.
Got the worms right in there.
Traditional spelling.
Nice.
And here we go. It's a look at some headlines coming up from Marnie and me, if we can get through it on this Tuesday night. Show 282, November 1st, 2016. It's all in the name.
Go fuck yourself.
Break in for a good cause?
A black doctor?
People with glass eyes.
Upside down rainbow flag.
T-Rex cheerleaders.
No. Lenny and Pearl.
Denmark bus promotes U.S. voting. And hopefully we haven't stepped on each other, but we'll get through it somehow. It's headlines on a Tuesday. Welcome to it. Drink!
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 Forgot. Pressure.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
It's what? Very bossy. This
what?
It is very bossy. Drank.
Drank.
Command it, form.
It is.
Now, bitches.
Well, I have a lovely picture to go along with. We'll get ready for this. It's exciting.
May I have a napkin?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You read.
You, chill, napkin controls by Al Perkins. A rapper whose songs include titles such as Sell Drugs, D-R-U-G-Z, traditional spelling. Okay. He's been charged with selling drugs in Pennsylvania. 29-year-old Michael Persaud, you tell me how you'd say this, P-R-S-A-U-D.
Drank.
Persaud. Michael Persaud performs under the name Montana Mills. That is his rapper name. The Lebanon County, Pennsylvania district attorney says Persaud and a female accomplice sold heroin to an undercover police officer during a month-long investigation. The district attorney says that they sold 70 bags of heroin to an undercover officer in Lebanon and were arrested on October 28th. The district attorney says police raided the couple's hotel room and found more than 2 ounces of heroin worth about $11,500. Jeezy Pete's. The two suspects were both from Johnson, Rhode Island. They do remain in jail. Online court records do not list an attorney for them. And investigators say his online mixtape also includes songs called Gunplay and Armed and Ready. Now, just in case you're wondering what a gentleman who might have these songs looks like, look at that arrest picture. He might be stoned or out of it right there.
Oh, very, yeah.
Slightly.
Just a guess.
A bright day.
These are guesses. It's exciting for them.
Well, go fuck yourself. Drank!
Oh, dear Jesus.
I nearly spilled my beer.
You just
it's
sent,
very startling.
You just sent me something.
It's very bossy where you are.
I sent you two things. The first one is the one I need.
For when?
Just a picture. Whatever.
Oh, it's just a picture?
Yeah, the first one's just a picture.
All right.
The second one is not. What?
When do we need these things?
The one you can put up whenever. The picture.
Drink.
The go fuck yourself.
Production meetings are very important.
But so, it's good if they happen in real time.
Live production meetings here on Q Talk America. Yeah.
Well, we have discussed
the producer Buffalo,
New
met
York.
Then.
Buffalo, New York before.
Oh,
and
one.
On Sunday, someone decided to tell Buffalo or the Patriots to go fuck themselves by throwing a dildo onto the field.
Oh, very nice. Good choice.
Oh, I heard about this. Buffalo Facebook Bills. Told me about this.
during the Buffalo Bills New England Patriots game. And there it New is. England.
A bitter rivalry.
A bitter rivalry that Tom Brady, the quarterback for the Patriots, has never lost in Buffalo, apparently. I didn't realize that.
I have a quick question about this. It's not two things. I don't want to step on your segment.
You by all means, there's.
I'm well aware that
trademark implied.
The two white marks that are against the sideline, those mark a yard.
Yep.
There's a yard between the two.
Correct.
That's a big deal.
Big deal. That's all I was trying to observe there.
Is it on the ground at this point, or is it mid-flight? Is there a perspective track?
I think it was laying there.
It's a good call. I do have video.
I believe.
It's just drank and lay there like New Jersey.
Yeah.
That sounds more like me.
So apparently,
I'm New Jersey.
It was a slight because we'll once again, the map. It reminded the world of its dominance for Buffalo having the weird shit happening on a Sunday market. So the middle of the play, here comes this dildo. The fine folks over at UpRocks were kind enough to circle the flying sex toy.
In case you couldn't see it in the photo.
In case, as
if it didn't draw your attention.
Now, all the videos were cut off, kind of like a... What's her face? The John Wayne Bobbitt kind of like Snip. The little Bobbitt thing.
Lorena was her name.
Lorena was her name-o.
Drank! But the announcers, because the issue was the announcers were very confused as to what was happening. And that...
The cheerleaders, however, were not.
Were not. They were like,
Fell right out of one of them, yeah.
They're like, oh no, we shouldn't have done those cartwheels.
Never spring load the dildo and then wear a mini.
Well, and many people, the announcers especially, at first thought a flag had been thrown.
There appears to be this just in, flag on the play. Oh no, I'm sorry, dick on the play.
We got a cock on the call.
Yeah. Put that in your pants.
You've been practicing that all week, haven't you?
It's like, what's the hand signal for that one? I'm lost.
Stroking on the field.
Yeah. 10 offensive touch.
Yeah.
Depends on who you're.
Isn't that this? Offensive touch?
Offensive touch.
I thought this meant too many shoulder pads.
Offensive touch.
We're reenacting dynasties
anymore. Yeah.
Outdated suit jackets.
What's this? Linda Evans. Bingo. Drink.
Oh, Bingo was her name.
84.
I'm with her. Yeah.
Let's go in the pool. Anyway, but the cheerleaders, the end of the story really was that the cheerleaders then ran off the field after like piling on. Like
checking
a rugby.
Their luggage.
It was like they were playing rugby. And then Scrum. They left and no one could find the dildo.
No,
after that.
Still
so
can't
find
it. Oh, sure. Shocker.
We're not sure. It either got sucked back up or
I didn't think
it
had
field.
A shocker.
Take it off the field.
Sucked back up.
Take it off the field. That's, but you don't
know. That's not how this works.
You don't know.
It's not
the
how
shocker.
Any of this works.
A different inflate gate.
You don't know.
Deflate gate.
Well, being that Tom was there,
you got to go back to the Shire.
Just terrifying.
Friar cat over there.
Yeah, right. What the hell?
One ring to rule them all.
Are you the Gap troll from Mad TV that used? Do you remember that?
No,
I don't get that reference either.
You don't? Remember on Gap on MTV, Mad TV, they had the Gap Troll that was the little the little woman who played a Gap, and she used to make you guess things and riddles to get into the Gap. Don't you remember that? Never mind. Maybe that's why Mad TV was canceled. I don't know.
Oh, Aaron sent me a drinking word, but I just got it. It should have been nightmares.
Oh, there you go.
I'll accept that one too.
Drink
I
nightmares.
Like it.
Either way, jarring.
Equally jarring. Especially if said in the right pitch.
A Kansas State University student claims that he had a Kit Kat candy bar stolen from his car by a hungry thief with a sweet tooth. Hunter Jobbins tweeted a photo of the note purportedly left by the candy burglar. The note says the suspect stole only the treat and nothing else. Here is the note, and we can read along if you'd care to. Saw the Kit Kat in your cup holder. I love Kit Kats, so I checked your door and it was unlocked. Did not take anything other than the Kit Kat. I'm sorry and hungry.
He needed a break.
Fantastic. Yeah.
He did. He wanted to break off a piece.
Give me a break.
It's a nightmare.
Drink. I like it.
I think you got some on me.
I saw an appropriate place to yell that.
Right?
And I went for it.
Well, let's not fly Delta anymore.
Nope. Aww. Don't ever leave the airport. Spell it out. That's an acronym for.
Don't ever leave. That's funny.
Oh my God, that is funny. Really, I've never heard that.
Me either. That's really good.
Doesn't ever leave the airport.
I like that. Well, apparently the plane crew
puns from the 90s.
Still funny.
It's very funny. There was an OBGYN who was on the flight. A doctor.
If you will. You just verified it, didn't you? You just wrote it down.
I just kept thinking, should anybody in a meeting ever at Delta be like,
shit,
what are we going to name this fucking airline? Delta. What's it mean? We don't know. And then somebody in the back goes,
Don't ever leave the airport. It's really a warning.
It's also the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet. I'm pretty sure that's where they were going with it.
Oh, it was after a fraternity or a sorority, maybe? Delta, after, half to cap to pi, yeah. Something. I don't know what it is.
I like pi.
I'm going to get more coffee while you read a story.
And that can be used in many ways.
That one's from Veep. When the guy running for vice president goes, does anybody else feel like they're in, like, listening to answers to a quiz show that no one asked?
Yeah, that's all.
I like pie.
Just because. Well, Houston OBGYN, Dr. Tamika Cross, is blowing up Facebook because of a maddening story of prejudice that she was flying out of Detroit, on a Delta flight, and a man became unresponsive on the plane.
Oh, I did see this one.
And she jumped up. If a doctor is on the flight, I mean, that's like they do. Is there a doctor in the house kind of thing? She jumped up to save him, only to find herself restrained by the flight crew.
Like a nightmare.
Nightmare!
who were extremely skeptical that a black woman who had ever set foot in Detroit could be an MD. Okay, maybe that's not exactly how it went down, but that's how she felt about it, for sure. She said... There's a full post, but the basic thing is, I'm sure many of my fellow young corporate America working women of color can all understand my frustration when I say I'm sick of being disrespected. She was on this flight. Someone two rows in front of her was screaming for help. This woman who was screaming, her husband was unresponsive. She jumped into doctor mode because no one else was getting up.
Doctor mode.
Right. And got up there and then was... restrained by the people, like, you know, you can't help him. You can't. When a doctor gets up like that, have you ever been on a flight?
Ma'am, voodoo's not going to help him. I need you to sit down.
Someone actually passed. Isn't that right?
Right, but nobody got. They knew what had happened and just.
Can somebody come pronounce this guy? We want to get the drink service going.
Well, there was a flight that I was on where someone had either taken something or.
Didn't take something.
Right. And
it was an episode.
Nightmare!
They were very, very calm, the flight crew, and just we're just wondering if there's a doctor on the plane that could please come to the back of the craft, whatever. And so they typically handle these things fairly well. You know, I wasn't on Delta, though. That might have been why.
Roof stayed on your plane the whole way to Hawaii?
The whole time, yeah. Well, and we obviously left the airport. But it really
no, it's a
was...
warning. Don't ever leave the airport. It's a warning to you.
Oh, don't ever leave the airport. I'm not. I don't listen.
Oh,
to you.
I was going with doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You changed the meaning. That works too.
That's sure. What I heard. And we left.
Changed the meaning.
It was quite a long post about the fact that what she went through.
And we're making it longer.
Totally. What she went through,
but funnier.
And she had to respond to them. Because when they said, you know, is there a physician on board?
This is the black 29-year-old girl, and the white guy gets up, and they let him deal with it, right?
Well, the woman said, the flight attendant said, wow, you're an actual physician? She said, yes, let me see your credentials, was what was then presented. What type of doctor are you? Where do you work? Why were you in Detroit? And she says in her post, please remember, this man is still in need of help. And she's blocking my row from even standing up, bombarding her with these questions. How ridiculous, right?
Because nobody wants to stand up.
No. She responded that she is an OBGYN, works in Houston, was in Detroit for a wedding, and believe it or not, they do have doctors in Detroit. She said, now excuse me so I can help the man in need. But the fact that you'd even have to go through that, because if a white guy stood up, and quite frankly, even if a white gal perhaps stood up, what are you doing?
I would have used my doctor voice. I'm a doctor.
Don't you have a Grey's Anatomy voice? And then it said another season.
Have a Grey's Anatomy voice?
Quote unquote, seasoned white male.
I'm very much Alex.
Approached the row and says he's a physician as well. She says to me, thanks for your help, but he can help us. And he has his credentials. Mind you, he hasn't shown anything to her, just showed up and fit the description of a doctor, apparently.
Look at his stethoscope. He must be a
doctor.
Right,
right. He must be. So it just,
he's wearing a whole
shirt. It really just bothered me in this day, it's 2016.
Yeah,
and I know that there's all this stuff going on with the election. And I know that there's all this craziness, but for fucking real?
Right.
I mean,
that still goes down.
How is that still a thing?
And the airline, Delta, apologized to her, right? Because it...
Mm-hmm. They did. It says in here that the flight attendant came and apologized to me several times, offering sky miles. Fuck you. That's like what you see in the commercials where they're like, oh, you can get free milk if it's bad, or you can get a free coffee if it's not fresh. I don't want your free shitty coffee. Why? You know, I don't want your sky miles. You can go to hell. She said,
we know how she stands on that.
I mean, for real. Like, you just
nightmare for Marnie.
You just disrespected
the shit out of me.
And make myself a note. Do not offer Marnie free things if something goes bad.
Well, because you just disrespected the shit out of me. And now you think
check
I'm going
to
come back?
Check milk before offering to Marnie. No.
Seriously.
And
or coffee.
Does this smell bad to you?
I don't know. Taste it. It's awful.
This tastes horrible. You taste it.
Everybody does it. Smell this.
It says, I don't want sky miles in exchange for blatant discrimination. Whether this was race, age, gender discrimination, it's just not right. She will not get away with this, stating today, because what is wrong with that person? The flight attendant.
I had this happen on the way back from a vacation a couple years ago where I was exhausted. Like, I had just partied like it was 1999, a little too long. Got on the plane. I think I had a cocktail in the airport and, like, took a Benadryl to sleep through the flight because I was fucking done.
Sure.
And I hear, is there, if there's a doctor on board, could somebody please come up? And I was like, it's going to put, somebody's going to have a shitty flight. And then there's like, is there anyone, an EMT, a nurse?
Can
like
you step forward at that point, having taken something?
Well, that's what my thought was. But so I'm like sitting there like, and when they got down to like, is there an EMT, nurse, anyone with any kind of training?
Anybody with a library card on the plane, please step forward.
Let's make a deal.
If you're on Delta, just don't be black.
Yeah.
Please step forward.
And I saw, I started to stand up just as I saw a guy come from first class who I saw with a glass of champagne.
Let him get in trouble.
So, and we went back there and talked and like found out what was wrong. And all of a sudden this pussy like looks at me and he goes, well, I'm going to defer to my colleague here because he has more experience with critically ill people. And I'm like, fuck you! Nightmare!
Defer to my colleague.
Yeah.
Oh, Oh, all of a sudden we were collegial. And I'm like, oh, I don't think so.
I don't know you, honey.
And then, yeah, I don't know you.
We've not met.
And it was like seriously stupid when they looked at, and I suggested, I'm like, we're clearly freaking this woman out.
Right.
Like, how about we all go talk in the back? Sure. Like, her daughter's here with her. She has oxygen on. Why don't we step away and have a conversation not over top of her?
Yeah.
Like, let's go have a conversation in the back. And they were like, oh, okay. I'm like, someone can maybe relay information if something else goes wrong, but we're probably scaring her more that we're talking about her like she's dying in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Yeah, in case she goes all Julia Roberts on our asses.
Drink her juice.
Drink her juice, Shelby.
Don't you die on me, Shelby.
Well, it is a brown football helmet.
Open your eyes, Shelby. Open your eyes.
Open your eyes, Shelby.
Does your dress have to go over your hair?
I just want to hit something.
So then it weighs a. So then the flight attendant looks at me and goes, well, she's kind of using all the oxygen. I'm like, well, I don't think anybody else on the flight's going to need oxygen. She's like, no, for all of us.
Oh.
Like when those masks come down, they're only good for like 30,000
down to
whatever is a breathable altitude, it's not meant to last very long. No. So she's like, oh, no, we're about to be too low on oxygen. She's like, do you think we should you know, ditch the flight and call for a landing? I'm like, I am not making that decision. That's when I looked at the fucking retired doctor. Sorry.
Your colleague.
I'm so sincere.
I drank.
He was not.
Your colleague tard.
Nightmares.
The colleague tard. Better.
The traditional pronunciation.
Traditional spelling. And that's when he pulled out the colleague card of like, I'll defer to my colleague here. And I was like, oh, no.
I took a Dramamine. Yeah. And I'm angry.
And not the awake kind.
The other kind.
But that's when the flight attendant came back and was like, I was like, well, how's she doing on the less oxygen? He's like, oh, less oxygen. He's like, I turned it off. I'm like, so you have a mask over her face and no oxygen on? So now she's just breathing in CO2?
So it's like a placebo. It's a placebo now.
Well, no, now she's breathing in CO2. She's going to lose consciousness.
She can't really placebo the oxygen mask here, friends.
Well, I think she's going to be okay if she's been sitting there with no oxygen going in.
If she passes out, she'll actually breathe less.
Oh, that was... And then I got back and I asked people I worked with, like, does this happen? Like, do they ever get down to our level? Like, do they ever go past, you know, no doctor steps forward except for this fucktard from Scottsdale? And everybody had a horror story to share about being on a plane. And I'm like, oh, okay, I got off easy.
Oof.
Somebody did chest compressions for like an hour and a half till the plane landed. And I'm like, oh, no.
Not today, Satan.
Not gonna happen.
Fortunately, I have no talents that would ever be called upon during a flight, I think. No.
Well,
is there anyone
studios
who can make a vodka tonic on this plane? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm happy to, sure.
I can't make one, but I'll drink one of them. Thank you very much.
I'm willing to be a judge in this contest.
Maybe Ladies and gentlemen, we need a perfect 3-count pour. Is anyone there? Anyone there?
Now, if ever on a flight they call for somebody to do Elmo's voice, I could probably step up for that. But other than that, I got nothing for it.
Well, unless Ed Studios gets
this is your
the
captain
planes,
speaking.
You know.
We have an Elmo emergency.
Could somebody come to the flight?
We have a child that can only be talked down by a tickle or an Elmo.
Oh. Well,
depending on your age and gender, we may go with Elmo and not the tickle.
Yeah. And depending on, you know, if you're supposed to stay 500 feet away from
this
each
went
child
to an awkward place really fast. Next caller.
it did go ugly.
Drank.
Well, tickle me, Elmo. Come on. Of course he was going to end up in prison.
I know.
What did he end up in prison for, though?
I don't think there ever was a prison.
Okay.
I don't think.
So he's not enjoying a Subway sandwich with Jared?
I don't think so.
No. I don't believe so. Over in lovely Denmark, the Scandinavian nation's Socialist People's Party is behind an ad.
they got to shorten that down.
Which urges...
Is there an acronym?
It reminds me of
use?
Ted Curry.
Delta.
Scandinavian Socialists.
I added the over in Denmark part. The story starts, the Scandinavian nation's Socialist People's Party...
SSPP.
Is behind the ad campaign.
Yeah, you know me.
Is behind the ad campaign, which urges Americans based abroad to vote in the upcoming presidential election. While it doesn't explicitly urge people to vote for Trump's Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, the hilarious and somewhat hypnotic effect of the spinning wheels of a bus in the city makes it pretty clear who the party's favorite choice is. Let's cut to the shot of the bus going down the street. The party's
That's
leader...
funny.
Pia Dyer said the Danish campaign was meant to be a bit funny, but she described the thought of Trump becoming president as quite frightening.
Americans abroad.
I just think that's kind of funny.
I like that.
He's got a lot of eyeliner on, apparently.
And he got
wheels on the bus. Go round and round,
round and round, round and round.
Nightmare! All through the goddamn town!
Bah, bah, bah. So there was Donald Trump. Right. I mean, we're from
nice
that happened.
Is there anyone on a plane who's a crazy cat dude?
Yep.
Meow. Cal raised his hand.
Fantastic.
Sheeply.
Donald Trump unfurled a rainbow flag. Did you guys see that?
Oh, I heard, but I haven't read that. I don't know anything else about this. I heard about it.
You know, because he supports
harder
the gays.
Than a man
nobody's
in
a better friend to the gays. Just ask them.
Well, and
hashtag
no one,
ask the gays.
And
the
no
gays.
One.
He knows more about being gay than the gays do.
He does. He does. He could
trust
teach
him.
No one is better. No one is better at the gays. Yeah.
He could. He could teach the gays a thing or two. I bet.
Because he's the best.
Well. He owns all of Judy Garland's stuff. All of it.
And wears it sometimes.
No one is a bigger Judy Garland.
No. Nobody.
No one.
Also, just like with women. I mean, no one respects women.
No one.
Just ask him. Just ask him. He's right there.
Wrong.
Pointing it out to you right there.
So he goes to, in one of the more bizarre moments of his campaign, because there haven't been enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Mike Pence's running mate does this.
Donald
Isn't
Trump
that frightening?
Unfurled a large rainbow flag that had the words LGBTs for Trump scribbled across it shortly after walking on stage in Greeley, Colorado, except the flag was upside down. And the rainbow flag, for those that may not be aware, has a series of six stripes, all representing very specific, having specific meanings. The top stripe is red, symbolizing life. The bottommost stripe is violet, symbolizing spirit. Trump's flag was upside down, even though the handwriting was right side up.
So now Violet's a top. She's
Violet
not okay
is a
with
top.
That.
Yeah.
Violet, you're turning
I
Violet.
I want my Oompa Loompa now. In other words, whoever scribbled it.
The rest of the show we brought to you in British.
Correct.
What a star band.
Hello, Cleveland.
Oh, no.
We're getting the band back together. Now I've lost it.
It's been a hard day's night. It has, hasn't it?
Governor.
Governor.
It's just.
I've gone home with my pussy.
It's astonishing.
Put your wiener in your pants.
For such a small, relatively small nation, how many accents there are.
We're all from different
when
areas.
When you try to do a British accent.
The dialects.
Astonishing to me.
Fun fact.
Two things.
Because of the weird map that we use where things in the northern hemisphere look bigger and things in the southern hemisphere look smaller.
Yeah.
Did you know that Great Britain is really the size of California?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird. No, I would not have known that.
Wow. They do a
you
lot.
You know how they do that thing where they move things around on a map to show you that, like, all of North and South America could fit into Africa?
Mm-hmm. Well, because there's that thing where they kind of
Is it called the McCarter map? McCarter map?
First time I ever saw that was on The West Wing.
And I can't remember. And it throws things off size-wise. Mm-hmm. And so they'll put things next to each other to show you, like, on a map that's not stretched out.
The square footage is basically the same.
Yeah, that you don't see, it's not to scale.
Okay.
Like when Jonah says me and the president are like this, it's not to scale.
No. Mm-mm. No. Not even a little bit. That's good.
That's funny.
Back to Donald. Because, you know, he took the flag. Well, because it's just, it's such a typical setup. Like it was fairly easy to tell that this was conveniently placed.
Yeah.
He took the flag from the supporter who was just happened to be right up front, you know, near the stage, making it seem as if he simply saw it in the crowd and wanted to take the son on the stage.
He grabs the flag and yells, "No homo.
No.
I love the gays. No homo.
No homo.
No homo."
Oh, I do miss that trend.
No homo.
No homo.
He just unfolded it the minute it was given to him. The flag was all folded up. He just unfolded it the minute that it was given to him. And the piece that kind of said this is probably a setup is that as he unfolded it, he had no way of knowing anything was written on it or for him what was written on it.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Reading is hard.
Well, or if it just said, you know, fuck you, Trump. Like, that would have been awesome.
Oh.
That would have been awesome.
No one fucks you, Trump, better than he does.
Well, he's the best.
He's the best.
He's the best at that.
He is the best.
Because unless he knew ahead of time that someone would be handing him the flag, and then he would be unfurling it, and there would be something written on it, there was no way. And then he just walked back and forth on the stage and you know, took in the glory of, look at how I am with the gays. It was almost
from a crowd that would beat up a gay.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
It was almost like, you know, and then he hands it back to the guy like, good. That got a picture.
Oh, yeah.
The gays will vote for me now. No, they won't.
No.
I feel like most of them won't. I mean,
I know one.
Aside from the gay Trump supporter Chris Barron, formerly of GOP Proud and now founder of the tiny, tiny hands, LGBT for Trump. Even the log cabin Republicans decided not to endorse Trump, but this guy goes off.
Because it's like the professional women for Trump.
Right.
And what was the other one? The Muslims for Trump.
Muslims.
They meet in the same phone booth. Yeah.
And they stand right behind Donald at all of the events now, you know, so that there's a smattering.
The African American.
The African American. Look at his African American.
Look at my African American over there.
He's right there.
Dynamite!
Chris Barron, the gay Trump supporter, tweeted out, Trump made history last night and is, quote, the most pro-LGBT presidential candidate ever nominated by either party. Let's just let that sink in.
Yeah.
For fucking real. Come on. This, of course, is patently false and ridiculous, since Trump has opposed rights such as marriage equality consistently since his first since it was first discussed in 2000, and has now surrounded himself with ardent homophobes like Ben Carson, also his running mate.
Mm-hmm. Pence in a recent interview, and now I have not seen the interview. I read the headline in the story. He was on, I forget which network. He was pressed 5 times. Specifically about the gay community. He was asked specifically 5 times with regards to something to do with either marriage equality or
discrimination. You talk about Mike Pence?
Yeah, he avoided it. He never answered it 5 times.
Right.
In the same interview. Never fucking answered it.
Oh, that's everywhere, because Indiana was the one that, I mean, they passed the one, and then they almost lost the NCAA games, or
right.
they almost lost a basketball game, and then they had to revise it. Well, remember, he went on TV to talk about how, well, it's not what you think it is, and then he decided to do the talk show circuit when he wasn't ready. Like, he went on like, no, this is not about discrimination, it's about religious freedom, it's this, is this, and everyone was like, well, no, it's not, like, that's really badly worded.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on that show and they were like, so you think it's okay to discriminate against gays and lesbians? And he was like, why? And he's like, no, this is the law you're passing. Are you okay? And that's, it just keeps asking him, like, you're talking about discrimination, and he never answers it. And finally tells Anderson Cooper, well, clearly you want something from me. And he's like, yes, an answer to my question.
Right.
Because the law that you're saying doesn't do this.
Does this.
And then, right, unfortunately, North Carolina.
What I was talking about happened like a year or so ago, maybe more, when that was all bubbling up. What I was speaking of was like this past week.
Oh,
like,
it came up again?
He did it again.
Oh. Because now the governor of North Carolina is the one that's constantly in trouble. Because they've lost so much because they won't back down.
Are you talking about the gal?
No, it's okay. You're thinking of South Carolina.
South Carolina. Right.
North Carolina is the one that's got the bathroom bill.
Right.
Yeah. And they're like, you can't even sue people for discrimination. Like, so you can't even sue if you lose your job, your housing, or get discriminated against.
Or plastic bags.
So once they pass that law, and is it Pat McCrory? Is that the governor of North Carolina?
The name sounds right, but
plausible.
McCrory.
Yeah. Is that his name?
I have no idea.
Oh. He's so awful on the topic, and he just keeps doubling down on it, that's one of the reasons why Hillary is winning in North Carolina, is because people are coming out to, like, get these fuckers out of office.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Something needs to happen. Right. Well, and the interesting, like, if you ever were to make a sign, would you put LGBTS, like a small S?
Like, it's the collective, like, the LBTs?
Yeah, the LBTs.
The GLBTs. Yeah,
I often do.
So you would put that?
I do.
Okay. Because
I'm going to go hang out with the gays. I actually just say the gays.
Right. I was going to say, I've never seen that.
Like, I feel inclusive. I feel that, like, you're hanging out with me.
When you're the writing something on a sign to put the, you know, LGBTs.
Okay, so, and I just, because I had to give up on the election for a little while and lose my mind, I went to Veep.
Yeah.
I'm watching season 4 of Veep.
Sure.
Just tune into season 4 of Veep and watch that the election is just mimicking what they did a couple years ago on Veep. They give a speech about an out basketball player.
Right.
The president doesn't show up, so they get the vice president to do it, but they forget to change his speech. So he talks about his time in college. and all the friends he made from them, all the gay girls, all the women he made friends with who played softball. So wrong.
Oh my God.
And then Jonah for that season is still working. Now he's working in the vice president's office. So he's trying to tell the guy, he's trying to tell the vice president how to remember what it stands for. And he's like, L, likes girls. G, guys. Like, B, I got nothing for that. It just goes so off the rails. But the thing that kills me is when the vice presidential candidate, who's not the vice president, she switches, Selena switches who she's going to, her running mate. She's ditching who is her vice president now to run with someone else for vice president. He has a good moment, and she starts going, I picked him. I picked him. Aren't I great for picking him? And I'm like, oh, my God, it's Donald fucking Trump. Right. And then it's not email look scandals. At me, it's, look a, at it's a it's a data breach.
Mm-hmm.
That the right. They're constantly in trouble for this data breach that they went in
wasn't
for.
Wasn't that about, like, the health care, right? Wasn't
yeah, to do their health care law, they did a data breach because they went in and found stuff about parents with sick kids, and they sent them brochures. They went to the grieving. Oh, my God. But it's just so fucked up how many things are coming right out of people's mouths in this election that just happened.
Life imitates all.
Oh, my God.
Well, and but then sometimes it could it's come like, down to Nevada.
Oh, yeah, Nevada.
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 Nevada. And just that joke with the recount and all of that stuff. Oh, my God.
To be sitting there like you've got this is ridiculous.
Where did you grow up? Lake Homo?
Sounds lovely.
He was really good at that. I know it's like Barbara Streisand hitting a high C. Did you grow up in Lake Homo? It just
the Finger Lakes. Thank you very much.
All I can say, yeah, the Finger Lakes. All I can see right now is Aaron like this.
Yeah.
Gotta fucking talk about Veep.
I honestly don't
know.
Veep
into it. Poor
like,
Aaron.
That, it's like kicking your feet.
Not
funny.
My Aaron, the other one.
Yeah. We haven't picked on Aaron from LA yet today. That's nice.
No, I know.
I'm glad we could work that in.
Gotta get that
no,
in.
I just figured he'd jump on there if he hit when he hears us and be like, come
stand
on,
by.
Veep.
There's a delay.
He may have already passed out.
And if
he
we could agree, just do a throwback.
He wasn't
to,
feeling well.
To,
that's true.
It's almost an hour since he posted in the chat room.
Yeah.
Two favorite acronyms. Okay. Don't ever leave the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that Arby's really stood for America's Roast Beef, yes, sir. But that was...
I've never thought about it.
That was used to be their commercials.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're calling it a backronym because they made an acronym
backwards
out of the word.
Because it really stands for Roast Beef RB. That's what RB stands for, Roast Beef RBs.
Mm-hmm.
But then they went back later and decided to try and sell it as it meant America's Roast Beef. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
Jim!
I was looking at you when I said that. Yes, sir. Yes. Well, that's pretty wrong, too.
I'll allow it.
It's true. It's okay.
I'll accept it.
That feels wrong.
Nice dismount.
Thank you.
Judge's rule.
Well done.
Judge's rule.
She's going to
settle for bronze.
Accept it.
Allow it.
She'll settle for bronze.
That's great. The end.
Judge's rule. She'll settle for bronze.
You know, this is already the fourth time I forgot what we were talking about.
Me too.
It's okay.
One more week.
Sushi's really good.
It's okay.
Yeah, your life on the Shire. It's hard.
I almost feel like we should take
the
Tuesday after.
Back to the Shire.
Back to the war.
I almost feel like we should take the Tuesday after the election. We should probably take off, but I'm afraid that if we do, fantastic things are going to happen when Trump loses his fucking mind and sues the entire world.
And we'll regret that.
And we'll regret it. It's like when Letterman decided to retire and then Trump runs. Like, damn it, wrong time.
I know, John Stewart. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, now we've basically seen everything. A Florida man is facing a charge of battery after police said he pulled out his glass eye while in the hospital and then threw it at them. Oh. Here's a picture of the gentleman. The suspected, what they call glasshole,
glasshole,
is Edward Dorsey, a 54-year-old man from Largo, Florida. Dorsey was arrested in a domestic battery charge earlier that morning that may have been influenced by drugs and alcohol, according to the smoking gun. Officers took Dorsey to a local hospital to be evaluated by emergency room staff. He was about to be discharged and taken to the Pinellas County Jail for booking. Well, that is when he took out his glass eye and then threw it at hospital personnel after police and
think
staff
about your answer.
Had told him not to. Well, I'm trying to keep track of what the fuck she's doing with her phone.
He threw it at the scroll down hospital staff.
According to the police report, Dorsey ignored the orders of keeping his glass eye where it's supposed to be, and by telling them, I can do whatever I feel like doing. He then allegedly hurled the glass at an ER doctor and a nurse, but it's unclear whether it actually hit anyone.
Oh, thank God.
Still, the officers...
Well, did they hand it back to him so he could throw it again, or be like, "I'm, you know what, I'm going to keep this.
Marbles.
Yeah. It's like when your toddler keeps throwing the, yeah. the thing on the floor, like, stop giving it, to him!
Who's the parent here?
Regardless of whether it hit anybody, or not, the officers tacked on a charge of battery on an emergency medical care provider to the existing domestic battery charge. Dorsey is currently behind bars on $30,000 bail, $5,000 of which is for allegedly tossing his eye. Jail records indicate that the suspect has the words Dorsey Touch tattooed on his forearm. Why that's relevant to the story, I don't know.
Wow. We got to fill out one more inch of this column. What do you got? He's got a tattoo on his arms. That'll work.
That's his name. Who cares?
Can you write that?
I don't see me getting done with this report.
Oh, there was a pun there. I leave those for Marnie usually.
Yeah, usually.
Can't see my ass showing up to work today.
Where is that glass eye?
I had it surgically removed.
Ooh. Had a ping pong ball?
Do you have the video thing?
I do.
Do you want to go ahead and
Are we playing the whole thing?
It's like a it's a little under a minute.
Yeah. It's a minute long.
Yeah. If possible.
I got a minute.
Can we spare the time?
Yeah.
There's no time. No time.
A lesbian couple that's been together for over 50 years. And they met two weeks ago. They've been lying.
Moved in together on Thursday.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Felt like 50 years about a day later.
This here is Lenny,
seven and a half fucking
Lenny
years.
And Pearl.
So we're just are we gonna let Lenny and Pearl just play it out on their own?
Yeah.
Got
Let's
it? I'd like to know where we're going production-wise.
Yeah. So. I forgot to type that in. Sorry.
Lenny and Pearl. It's one of my favorite Christmas.
And I'm Pearl. Been together for 50 years. We are in love, and we tell each other that every day. Pearl and I were involved in the major marriage case in North Carolina. I wanted, when we got married, that we would do it
in
our community. Fast forward to the day when we became legal in North Carolina. It's just amazing. I can't believe it. You know, we are so lucky. We have a lot to worry about in terms of this election.
Who am I voting for? Why would you even ask?
It's well past time for America to have a woman president. And so every single vote counts. Oh, I am voting for Hillary Clinton, no question about it.
92 birthday coming up. If Hillary is sitting in the White House, I shall be very happy.
I was going to make fun of that, and it got really sweet all of a sudden.
I know.
It went from two old ladies making out to like, aww.
Nobody made out.
I had a couple of things. I had like the life
because
alert.
You edited it for the audience, but they kissed on that screen.
Yeah. Oh, no, they kissed. No, I saw that, but I mean, they weren't making out.
It got kind of hot and heavy for me.
It was
a lot of action lately.
It was at least like HBO.
They said they were going to do it. They wanted to do it.
We do it every day.
Maybe they were talking about
they're going to do it their way.
But,
and then when she had her put her hands on the walker, though, I was thinking like, she says, let's play that again because it was kind of fun. But I wanted to be like, every day we, what, race? Where's she going with that?
She could. they may have. The issue part of what Lenny and Pearl are talking about is
Lenny and Pearl.
Lenny I just thought they were adorable. I thought Lenny and Squiggy.
I hope her name is Eleanor.
Lenny. Oh, good call for the Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I thought that story was so wonderful, and there are so many things that come out at 50 years together, and they're still sitting there saying, you know, we're so lucky with everything and understanding
well,
the
they're
people,
barely ambulatory. Where were they going?
Well, right, but the
kidding.
People, the
God
people
bless you,
that,
Lenny and Pearl,
the people that are listening,
a little tip.
A lot of the folks that are listening to our show don't they actually can't hear, but
they choose not to hear
some things. But they struggle how often to be able to, I mean, they can't even be out, much less.
Right. Oh, I gotcha.
So those folks have been together 50 years. Suddenly, they're looking at it like, we're so lucky. And then this North Carolina with the bill signing the bill banning cities from protecting
right.
LGBT that you were talking about. I mean, it's just, you know, and they have to travel. They went to Maine. I had a bunch of friends that went to Massachusetts to get married before it became legal.
And we, Joel and Brent.
I don't. What are we? Where are we going?
His husband. That they got married in all these states that made it legal, and then they finally got married in Arizona.
Oh, how nice!
Like they went state by state on vacation to get married to kind of like reinforce the legality of it.
Oh, sure.
And then it finally became legal in Arizona.
Okay.
And they got married here, and I'm so sorry that it's Brett or Brent.
It's fantastic.
Funny story.
Yes.
This week, sometime in the last 2 weeks, got a float. A coworker floated up from a different department.
Okay.
I've worked with this gay gentleman. I hope he's gay. If he's not, I just outed him. He'll find out soon.
I should hope so.
Pride's not for like 6 more months. You got time to figure it out.
Sure.
So, plenty of groundwork to be laid.
Will there be a parade?
Yes.
So I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's Brandon, right? He goes, no, my name is Renee. And I'm like, so when you pronounce it, the Brandon is silent.
That's fantastic.
Did you really say that, Tim?
That's pretty funny.
Traditional spelling. Brandon is spelled R-E-N-E.
And the Brandon is completely really silent.
That's really good. I like it.
I'm going to try to use that at some point. I thought that was really funny. I think it's really funny.
Oh, my God, your name wrong.
And I'm introducing people this morning. I'm like, Vanessa, Christy, this is Denise. And this is, I'm like, I'm not even going to guess because it's going to go wrong. Right. And it was, and you know, your coworkers know you and they're like, please don't guess. Please don't do the guessing game of people's names because it goes so wrong.
This goes back to the story where you incriminate the wrong people in all your stories because you get the names
wrong.
No
idea what their names are.
No idea.
This Marina.
This is Denise, and this is, I got to back out here because I got nothing.
You come by it honestly. That's true.
Oh, heavens. I believe this is our.
It's not easy, but I do it.
You do it well.
I believe
actually.
This is the final story that I have here in our realm of headline stuff. Not only did the Denver Broncos win their game against San Diego Chargers last Sunday, but a cheerleader on the team has won the internet. Broncos cheerleader got into the Halloween spirit by dressing in costumes ranging from video game characters to a butterfly. But Romy Bean, that's her name, Romy Bean is her last name, went one better. She wore a full-on Tyrannosaurus Rex costume and in the game and cheerleaded.
Oh my God.
Cheerled. How do you say that? She works
a tough one.
It is.
She works as a wait till the video comes up. Stand by.
There's a ton of videos of T-Rex doing things. They're very good.
Bean works as a sports reporter for CBS Denver TV and radio, according to her Twitter account, and she seemed to consider the costume performance a true bucket list event. Dancing in a dinosaur costume can be physically challenging, and Bean showed how she prepared in a separate video on Instagram as well. She'll be dressed slightly different when she plays when the Broncos play the Oakland Raiders, apparently this coming weekend. And this is what she looks like traditionally, outside of the T-Rex costume.
Very healthy.
But this cracked me up, and
she's very tan.
No, just watch. This is so fucking fantastic. In this dead center.
Really?
Oh my God.
Which one's the dinosaur?
It's fantastic. Great.
It's the goofy smile to the whole thing.
I just think that's fantastic. Also,
that is fantastic.
Well done to keep that all tight.
It's a good time right now,
right? That's
she's
cute.
A good time. Oh, she doesn't like when you say that about her, though.
Oh,
she's God. A good time.
You
she's
don't
a
know.
Good
time. She might.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know me. You don't know me.
You don't know.
I thought that was funny
it
to
is
watch.
So cute. Yes. I like it.
Ms. Perkins?
Oh.
Are you ready for something?
What is on that screen now? Something just ate a cheerleader.
Well, we're not. That's just on YouTube.
Well, you can't put that on it. You can't watch me. You can't not comment on a video about cannibalism.
I'm going to move this screen down lower so none of you can see that. Because I know it's distracting
you. Can't
to
let
you.
Videos play and let us just sit here in the room. We're just going to watch it.
Unremarked. Nightmare!
No, it'd be like Mystery Science Theater, where we all just videos play and we comment on them.
We'd be really good at that, too.
Probably. Oh, I'm sure. Oh, for
crying out loud. It's harder than a... It's gone.
It is. It's over. Alfie, you ready?
Thank you, Entertainment!
I started to read the words that were written down.
Wow.
There's a possible Will and Grace revival in the works. NBC announces its next musical before their current musical airs.
Yes.
We have two documentaries on the Netflixes. Bill Maher gets his dream date. And we have a
Kellyanne Conway. Yeah,
exactly. We have an update on a celebrity that's really not that much of a celebrity anymore.
Oh.
But so we'll start with that.
Okay.
Val Kilmer is
Kilmer.
No N.
I want to call him Kilmer. Kilmer.
Is that...
clearly not my favorite Batman.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon's silent.
The Brandon is silent.
The Kilmer is silent. Oh, fuck.
So he was photographed last year in public with a tracheostomy.
Oh.
And swore he wasn't sick because I guess he got it as a fashion statement.
Of course. Yeah, like you do.
But sure. Michael Douglas now says that his friend Val... is battling throat cancer and is allegedly not doing well and in his like towards the end and we're at like the thoughts and prayers thing and that's what I was going to say earlier. Oh my god, and on Veep there's a shooting somewhere and she's like, call Gary, he's got like a thoughts and prayers envelope, he's got
a thoughts and prayers file.
No, what's it called when you have it on a computer?
Jump drive file. File.
Yeah.
Folder.
We got a file.
Oh
folder.
My god, that's funny.
He's got a thoughts and prayers folder.
Full of memes.
I almost fell off the couch. Oh, god. Oh Gary, I got a thoughts and prayers.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Got it. Two hours later. Right on it.
Hey, but you got it. You got it. And that's what counts.
Timing is everything.
Oh my god. Yes. It is. So, I mean, but it's kind of sad. And then I looked and I saw the pictures that he was photographed, like, sporting a jaunty tracheostomy and then saying, no, I'm fine. Like, then what? Huh? So, it is sad.
We have to do
this.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
No, yeah, and I don't know how that's working because it wasn't cuffed. Like, because if you have that, you can put a cap on it.
The Al Smith dinner? Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah. You just have to cover it up or put a cap on it, and then you can talk. Sure. And he's wearing a scarf and stuff. So, I mean, it was sad.
Which is different than putting a ring on it. Completely different.
Absolutely.
I remember when he started pre-Batman, I really thought he was hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, back when he was in Top Gun.
Went wrong.
Yeah, he was in Top Gun.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Top Gun's a terrible movie, but then they play volleyball, and I kind of forgive him.
Iceman? Was he called? Was it Iceman?
That sounds
Ghost? In Top Gun, yeah.
On Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was nothing in that movie worth paying attention to until the volleyball
scene.
Except
for Kenny Loggins sang.
He did.
Oh, and one of the worst Kenny Loggins songs ever. That is that everything in that movie is in a bad 80s. Everything in that movie is in the bad 80s.
Which gets me to.
And Kelly McGillis then?
Archer.
Now, different.
Oh, very different.
Bull Dyke? What? Big Bull Dyke! But what? Okay, so as long as we're on Top Gun, because it is one of the best movies for one reason.
You didn't think you were going to get there from here.
Yeah, no.
Well, because I was only a little bit listening to you. Was the story about how Val Kilmer says he doesn't have cancer?
Well, he said he wasn't sick last year, like of anything with anything.
If I can find a picture.
As of today at 7 p.m., according to E! News.
E!
Jeb's. It's Jeb's brother. Same last name.
Val Kilmer is very grateful for all the well wishes, but they may be a bit unnecessary. He thinks Michael Douglas is very sweet, but I'm not sick.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, thank you for all your love and support. There's a rumor I'm unwell again and in the hospital, which is totally untrue.
It's a lot of unwells and untrues.
I don't disagree with you.
I don't disagree with you. That's fair.
He's just trying to get a part.
He says, I was in to verify I have no tumor or infection of any kind, which is verified.
Mm. Verified.
Verified.
Interesting.
By the, so our long by the national nightmare
scroll
is over.
By the very caring experts at UCLA.
So if you ever want to watch the best game of he's on the box, he's not on the box, he's on the box, he's not on the box, there's a scene in Top Gun between Raging Bull Dyke, Kelly McGillicuddy, what's her name?
Yes.
Kelly McGillis.
Kelly McGillis and Tom Cruise, where in close-ups as they're walking – they're the same height, but then they, for mm-hmm. some reason, pull away to like a faraway shot of them walking, and he can't walk on the box. So he's right. clearly a foot shorter than her. Okay. And then they go back to close up and they're like equal height. And then they pull back again. And you're like, just go with one shot. Like, it's a continuity nightmare that there's no reason for. Like, there's no reason to pretend. And she's
I like
always
your description
seated.
Of that. I'm on the box. I'm not.
For those that might not know who Val Kilmer is, I was going to show like a then and now picture.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
And what movie is that from on the left?
That's Top Gun.
Top Gun. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, he was hot. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Top Gun until years later. So
yeah, but I don't. That's supposedly a picture of now.
Well, it's
now. It's a couple years ago.
Yeah. I was gonna say because the one of the last ones that
I can't find with a trach in it. So calm down.
I wasn't looking not about the trach, but he. I one of the last pictures that I saw, he looked awful, and that didn't look as bad. So
well, he's trying to hide it with a scarf. The last picture I saw, like he's trying to dress up. The illness.
Ooh.
Hold on.
By the way, this just in.
Oh, what?
Cubs win! Cubs win!
It's tied up!
Yay, tied 3-3.
It's 3-3.
There'll be game 7 tomorrow.
It's rigged.
Is it back in Chicago? Or no? Does it move back to Chicago?
What in gay hell is this?
Pass it's a this simple over to question. Him. I asked a simple. Exactly what that is.
It'll be in. It's in Cleveland.
Oh yeah. I was hoping they could go home and win.
I know. Me too.
I already know about that. I already tell you more about it later.
Okay.
No, I was hoping if they could go home and win in their home field. That was what I was hoping.
Yeah,
for.
I agree. Yeah. I thought so too. That would be really cool. But no. Hopefully.
Anyway.
Weird. Okay. The end.
Got it.
Do you have anything else, sir?
Yeah, I do. I was just... because there's a really funny... Somebody made a YouTube video of the... but I can't find it. Of the... Whatever her name... I've already forgot her name again. The bull dyke.
Kelly McGillis.
Yes.
Kelly McGillis.
So I could
Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
Oh my God, yes.
He was on CBS This Morning last Sunday. I watched that too. Story about him and his new movie called is it Beast something? He's got a new movie coming out.
He's Doctor Strange and he might be in the thing from.
It was an interesting interview.
Doctor Strange, and then the one that's the has something to do with Harry Potter.
Oh, Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, and why
Fantastic Beasts? That's
why
the one.
We name them or whatever it's called.
That was
Fantastic
what, that was
Beasts
on.
And Where to Find Them.
Oh,
which is.
I was pretty fucking close.
I could get settled down. On it.
Okay, so that's our illness portion. And then Bill Maher, after years of begging and pleading, and he gave $1 million to the Obama campaign, finally gets his date with Obama this Friday.
Oh.
So on Real Time with Bill Maher this Friday night, it will be an interview with Obama. It sounds like, because of Obama's busy touring schedule as an opening act for Hillary Clinton... Clinton.
And he has no fucks to give.
So he has no fucks to give. So I'm really curious as to see how it will go with Obama and Bill Maher. Because the show's kind of raunchy. A lot of people let loose and get to swear. And you can watch somebody that's used to being on like non-swearing TV that gets to throw in a bullshit once in a while. And just the glee and the kicking their feet under their table that they finally get to say what they want. They finally get to be like, you're an asshole.
I saw a clip of Samantha Bee interviewing Obama. And the question she posed to him was, what will be the you're not born in this country for Hillary? And he's like, wow, that's a good question. But I didn't. It's a teaser, so they didn't show what his answer was. But I'm curious to know what his answer was for that.
Oh, it'll be this email thing that they're now saying is like bigger than, you know, Trump is like, it's bigger than Watergate. It really isn't. No. And then I was like, 650.
No. They already showed it.
I haven't seen
it. Yeah, he basically said it'll be that she's tired, that she's, you know, like kind
so is
of
this
the
from
woman
a, is this
that she's
from a while ago?
Like kind of nagging.
No,
not nagging.
It was
but,
just, I just saw the promo today on TV.
Yeah. It's
like an upcoming show this week or something.
Yeah. They just,
well, it was
they
on last
on
night,
CNN.
But I felt, I, it was on last night, but
I maybe I was watching something I had DVR'd yesterday. And,
okay. Yeah, because the episode was on last night and I couldn't, and this, I watched, tried to watch it this morning and I could not stay awake.
Okay.
Yep. I was gone. So, I mean, very exciting. And he literally within 3 weeks to go, gave $1 million to Obama's reelection campaign and was like, all right, like, I don't want to say pay for play, but I gave you $1 million and you're on, you did between two ferns. you can come you on can this
come
show.
On this, yeah. this show.
Oh, my.
So
that does seem fair.
NBC mm-hmm. announces its next musical. This year it's going to be Hairspray. Mm-hmm. Next year they're doing Bye Bye Birdie, another fine choice mm-hmm. of a musical that the movie and the stage play don't differ too much from each other. Except for in the movie, she's no longer Hispanic or Puerto Rican. She's Italian. And no, they had Janet Leigh, whitest woman alive.
Very white woman.
Recently stabbed in a shower. Yeah. Play Rosie. So, but this year it's going to be J-Lo.
J-Lo, yeah.
So J-Lo has been cast as Rosie.
Very nice.
And I got that right. She didn't write it down because I've been saying it was Vanessa Williams due to hoping on my part that they would have done it with Vanessa Williams.
Oh, those eyes.
So they haven't announced the rest of the cast, but J-Lo will be executive producing with Neil and Craig, the ones that I always tell you if they do something,
just show
pay
up.
Attention. Just show up. They get things right. So that's kind of exciting, that Bye Bye Birdie. It's a fun show, fun songs. And one of those movies that the movie version is perfectly delightful. There's nothing to get wrong there. Yeah. Got a lot of living.
That will be a fun... If they actually reenact that whole scene like they do with Anne Margaret...
Well, yeah, and you just got to find someone young that could dance. And I think that's where that Hau Hoff girl, whatever her name was, the one from Dancing with the
Juliet
Stars.
Juliet Huff.
Yeah, the one that can actually dance.
Yes.
Like, I feel like this might be a role that's made for her. I mean, she's 10 years too old, but it's going to have to be... Or just go to, like, the last 10 years of So You Think You Can Dance and get one of those people. But if they do that
Sutton
live...
Sutton Foster, that's my vote.
She might be 30 years too old for that part. Not Rosie, but I can't think of what the high school girl's name is. But there's Telephone and... Yeah, what is her name? And
what the fuck is her name?
I can't think of it. That huh? The character that Anne Margaret plays...
Oh, I couldn't tell.
So, and if you don't know, Bye Bye
Kids
Birdie.
Kids is in there.
Yeah, kids. What's the matter with kids today?
Bum, bum, bum.
And out of nowhere, Maureen Stapleton comes through and sings a song. And so Maureen Stapleton, this...
Didn't Maureen have kind of a gravelly voice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But just the fact that Maureen Stapleton, who pulls off like great roles in so many movies and Oscar nominations all over the place, and is in one of the most beautiful movies ever made called Interiors... All of a sudden, pulls off a song as Paul Lynde's overbearing, not Paul Lynde's overbearing mother, Dick Van Dyke's overbearing mother.
Oh, yeah.
And very, very funny. Like, there's just the range of Maureen Stapleton always amazes me, and that they waited till she was like 106 to give her an Oscar. But, so anyways, it's a fun show, and it's about, it's kind of like a play on Elvis being sent to war.
Hi, Harrison.
Hi, Harrison. So, I don't think Ursula Merkley is her name. that sounds awfully ethnic for a show about white people. But so, it's about Elvis getting sent off to war and how they made it a PR thing and they bring him to a small town to meet the president of his fan club before he goes to war, and hilarity ensues as the young girl and her boyfriend have a row over the fact that she's falling for slightly older gentlemen going off to war or going off to the army. Although Elvis, like, he served for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. I don't think they kept him hidden.
No, huh?
So that's coming.
Kim McAfee.
Kim McAfee, yes. God, how did I forget that?
Who knows?
I think I've used that as a fake name. In case you hated me, my name was Kim McAfee. Will and Grace revival might be coming back.
Which
10
is so
episodes.
Exciting.
And now one of the things that I didn't realize, because I own all the DVDs, so I've never really cared who had it. I didn't realize it's not on show on streaming.
Will and Grace, no, it's not.
It's not. And usually you have to worry if something's not on streaming that they would owe music rights. One of the few things that keeps people out of streaming is if they played a lot of original music or like somehow like fit in songs.
A lot of
and
pop
that's
music,
why,
sure.
Yeah, that's why 30-something will absolutely never come to streaming right. because... Yep, there you go. And
this makes me happy.
It
yeah,
does.
I agree.
What's it called? Queer as Folk
uh-huh.
couldn't come to streaming until they replaced every, and I've talked about this a billion times, that they had to change every single song in those episodes because they had to put in like royalty free music.
They had to pull out Deborah Cox and put in
whatever. Like blah 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 blah.
Right.
And like one of the sad things that they get rid of, and the scene that always bothers me, is in the British version, the young guy commits suicide after he's dumped by the Brian character.
Justin.
He kills himself right away because he's dumped and he's heartbroken. In the American version, he's there, and in the pivotal scene where he realizes Brian doesn't want him after he sneaks in the gay bar underage, he looks around and everybody realizes that people are kind of looking at him because he's hot, and he like takes off his shirt and the confetti cannons
go
off.
Has that moment,
and they play Let's Hear a dance remix of Let's Hear It for the Boy as he goes out and starts dancing and making the other guy jealous of like, fucker, you're 30, I'm 18, and look like this. I'm going to win this battle. And that's how they end up together, and that changes the course of Queer as Folk. And it was one of the things that I really didn't like. And then in a side note, I think his name is Randy Harrison that played
Justin.
Who was just here in Cabaret.
In Cabaret.
And was phenomenal. He was so good in Cabaret as the MC. So to have him just playing that, you know, just so lewd and blech. So anyways, but Will and Grace may be coming back. They're still in talks. And the reason that it comes up about streaming is because they have an opportunity to sell the whole show to a streaming service like Hulu. And I can't remember, they're mentioning
the entire series, back to season one?
Yeah, they're
top three are Hulu, Amazon, and Netflix.
But they're mentioning a new one that wants to be up and that is trying to be up and coming. It's called like Skypes or something.
No,
Styles, Syllabus.
Traditional spelling.
Nightmares. Anyways.
Did you hear me typing like a
I can't, right.
So it,
we're going live. Kat Carlson is.
So it comes up in it's their way of like getting themselves on the map.
They're going to be the
Exclusive content is the way to get subscribers.
They may get the entire series and then have the 10 new episodes. It's kind of how Netflix got their finger in the pool with Arrested Development.
Why not 13? That's a season, right? 10 isn't a season, is it?
It is on cable. 10 is like Veep is 10. A lot of shows are 10. 10, 12.
Really?
Networks do 13 or 26. That's like networks, but the rest of them do 10 or 12.
So Will and Grace rarely had pop music.
So what's keeping them off streaming? I don't know.
I don't know either. And apparently I'm skimming too lightly.
Or it could be how much they would have to pay them, because the contracts now include if you sell to a service. That's why Friends just got on Netflix like 2 years ago. Like Friends,
the whole cast is looking for a handout.
Yeah, because everybody's got to get paid.
Sure, I agree with that. Thing. Even Rosario's got to get paid.
So the revival is there's nothing set to ink, but there's interest going forward, and everyone has said that they would do it, and they have Match Muchnick, I think, and I can't think of what his partner's name is, writing partner, not life partner, because one of them's gay, one of them's straight, and they became Will and Grace. That the story of them is the story of they just made one of them a woman. They made the straight guy a woman, but it's their friendship played out writ large.
I did not realize that part of the story.
So, fun stuff, and it'd be great to have them back. Because,
oh my God.
And now they just did the guy that plays Randy Rainbow on the Facebooks. If you're not familiar with Randy Rainbow, find his page. And finally, did he just wrote a parody of Dear Officer Krumke from West Side Story for the cast of Will and Grace to sing about Trump and Hillary, and it's just fantastic.
Oh, I didn't see the musical number yet.
It's really good.
I wonder if
we
can play that and not get slammed for it, because that is adorable to watch.
Oh, you should find it.
I don't know. Let's try it.
Yeah.
Ask forgiveness is my motto, not permission.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I dated him. So that's coming up. And then on the Netflix, for your enjoyment, there's two new documentaries. One has been out a little bit longer. It's been out about a month. One's called 13, and it's about the transition from slavery into mass incarceration. It's directed by Anna DuVernay. I can't think how you say her name. But she directed Selma.
I think it's DuVernay.
Yeah. She directed Selma. And this is her big project over at Netflix.
Okay.
And parts of it, people are putting it up on the Facebooks. One of the videos when it talks about when it has the speech of making America great again, and they compare people at the Trump rallies today with people trying to vote in the 60s. And it's really quite moving. Great documentary. A lot of people are in there. A lot of people are interviewed thinking they're going to come out well in it, and they don't. And then the other one is a really, really chilling documentary called Witness. And there's a famous story from the late 60s, early 70s about a woman who was being assaulted on the streets of New York, calling for help, and people like, and there was a TV movie about it like 30 years ago. There was a TV movie about this woman's assault on the streets of New York in front of apartments where no one offered help. And she was brutally assaulted in front of, like, walking down the street crying for help, where people literally shut their windows and just ignored it and didn't help her. And it's called, that documentary is called Witness. And they're both on Netflix. Neither one are light, charming.
Right. I have those, not the second one, but the first one I have on my watch list. That's.
Yeah. So, I mean, and they're both really good. So let me.
It's 3.5 minutes long, this clip.
All right, so play that while I look this up. We'll play something light in between this.
Oh, that'll be nice.
We're going to watch the whole thing?
This is the cast of Will and Grace doing a parody of Dear Officer Crumpke from West Side Story, written by Randy Rainbow.
Wait. And is that the only one that's out right now, this version?
I feel like there's a.
Is there a dance remix that we're missing?
No. I mean, I don't want to say a cleaner version, but I tried to listen to that one last night, and it was just a little bit...
This?
Kind of...
Well, it's done from a cell phone, so right. it's a little... It's not done from the actual audio stream.
I didn't know if there was a better one. That's what I meant. I just hadn't looked.
To my knowledge, but we're going to find out. I need more hands to do this. This gets
challenging. What she said.
Wait. Somewhere I'm getting audio from somewhere else. Oh, wait. I know why. Bingo. Found it.
Bingo, bango.
Magical. Bongo. Here we go.
Dear Secretary Clinton, we know you hate to brag, but polls have all been hitting. You got this in the bag. Our country's kind of crazy, but still you give us faith. That's why we're with you November 8th. Hey, Hillary Clinton, it's you we adore.
To tell the truth, I've never had a woman before. Offered, will you be my first?
Cause Donald Trump's the freaking worst. He's the worst. Like he's actually the freaking worst. The trouble is he's racist.
Wrong.
The trouble is he's tasteless.
Wrong.
The trouble is he's tasteless.
Wrong.
You don't know how he got here. Can't wait till he is gone. Hope he doesn't sue us for this song.
Hey, Donald Trump, please.
Little hands. And you know what they say about big orange billionaires with tiny hands? They're usually misogynistic demagogues who should never be president.
And they have small penises.
The infrastructure's failing, our future's looking bland. Economy is trailing, the climate's out of hand. Our children are in crisis, our nation's gone berserk. And poor Billy Bush is out of work. Hey, Hillary Clinton, we need you at best. Cause Donald Trump's campaign is a campaign in the ass. We looked at your tax plan, we're sold on your pitch. And braggadociously, we're rich.
We are rich,
we are rich, we are rich. Rich.
Dear Donald Trump supporters, he hasn't got a chance.
But God forbid it happens, he'll have to move to France.
It's not that he's unshackled, it's just that he's unfit. And a lying sexist hypocrite. Hillary Clinton, we need your advice. Is there a legal way that we can vote for you twice?
We're in the solar
shield, we're raising our cup. And undecidedly shut up.
Just shut up.
Just shut up. Just shut up.
Shut up.
Just shut up. Just shut up.
No, really. Shut up.
is his breed. That's why Hillary's the one we need.
We're gonna there get sued.
Oh, maybe not.
Nah, they'll just take our video down. Who cares?
Yeah, that was very cute.
Very cute. It's the second or third time I've watched that.
Mm-hmm. You catch more things as you're going. Yeah, I didn't hear
it's very clever.
Quite a few of those. That's great. I love it.
So witty. So witty. Very what do you got for entertainment?
Now? Come on, Al. There's some more.
So anyway, so I wanted to
bless you.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
My face full of the green shit.
Wasabi.
Wasabi.
Ooh, wasabi.
Okay, so now where did it go? So it's even worse. That witness movie, Kitty Genovese, became synonymous with apathy after news that she was stabbed to death on a New York City street while 38 witnesses did nothing. 40 years later, her brother decides to find the truth. He uncovers a lie that transformed his life, condemned a city, and defined an era. So it really is. It's very interesting. It's on Netflix right now. I have not watched it yet. I'm going to watch it when I get home tonight. But getting a lot of raves, so I'm curious to see, because they did a TV movie about it when I was young, and I watched it, and I'm sure it had Gavin McLeod in it.
How could it not?
How could it not? Well, I mean, he had a lot going on. Why wouldn't it?
Why wouldn't it?
Drink.
Nightmare. So, I'm going to get the bottle. So, just an interesting couple of documentaries that are on there. And if you haven't watched Mascots yet, you really got to on Netflix. I know I talked about it last week, but I watched it again. And that is some silly fucking laugh out loud shit. About the mascots competing for the Golden Fuzzy is just
that's the awards name, the Golden Fuzzy.
And honest to God,
seems
if you like
a euphemism.
If you
like
of course Saturday. It is. But if you like Christopher Guest and you like Best in Show and Waiting for Guffman and all those movies, you will honestly just adore this. And Zach Woods that I can't talk because I watched it again this week. Before I went to sleep. And I love giggling myself to sleep, which is why it's been Veep and Mascots all week. Plus, you got to get away from the election and you got
to
go away from
Oh, you have to.
And season four of Veep.
Breathe, people, breathe.
Now we have to give a shout out to this guy. I'm going to look him up.
All right.
He plays Richard.
Does he listen?
I wish he did. And I have to become friends with him because.
Longtime listener, first time.
I'm friends
caller.
With Timothy Simmons on, and he's really cool because he makes you his friend for real.
That is cool.
On Facebook, if you're friends with Timothy, he answers questions, he responds to posts, he thanks you if you like something he does. The character's name is Richard Sprecht, and his name is Sam Richardson. He is in so many movies. We're just going to list all the places you can find him. He was just in Ghostbusters. He was in Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, which made me laugh. Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, he was funny in that. He was on New Girl. He's been on Drunk History. He was in Horrible Bosses 2. He was in We're the Millers. He was on The Office for 6 episodes. And he's just got the best fucking timing in the entire world of playing like the befuddled character that can't figure out to stop talking.
Show me his picture because it's driving me nuts. I tried to look quick. Sorry. Oh God! Yes, he's very.
He's
funny.
Jonah's assistant, yes. but then Jonah becomes his assistant
right.
because it turns out he's got a master's degree in poli sci.
Right.
And right. then he becomes Jonah's assistant when Jonah has to run for Congress.
Right.
He is so fucking funny as he starts the explanation of how the recount goes.
Right.
But then while they're giving the press interview, he explains to them how to make her lose. Because he can't stop talking. Oh, it's just fucking wrong. Just fucking wrong. So if you're sick of the election, but you want to still watch the election,
sure.
but laugh instead of cry,
sure.
watch Veep. Because all the same things are going on there.
That's fantastic. Yeah, really is. It's very true.
It's all season, the same. If you like Fresh Off the Boat, the lead actor from Fresh Off the Boat plays like the guy that she's running against briefly for president that saved the guy from the fire. in the he was in the military and he saved somebody from a fire and he's a war hero and he always talks about saving the guy from the fire and he's like, well, maybe don't start the fire next time, you'll have to save him. And they're shitty to a war hero. I mean, it's just fucked up. And that's all I got for entertainment.
Entertainment!
Entertainment! Nightmare! That was a short segment.
It was?
We might actually end at 10 o'clock tonight, depending on how this all goes.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That's
be
good, because I'm okay with going back to bed.
Cat Carlson!
It's been exhausting!
Oh, how do I still have a stinger?
Because I haven't made the new theme yet. I haven't made the new theme yet.
Tonight in two things. Coffee may be getting more expensive, but where to go in a zombie apocalypse. That's all I got. That's what I got.
This those are two things.
Those are two things.
I count it.
I've lived up to my
minor
commitment. Yeah. Like my minor, my minor.
Modest yet thorough commitment.
I'm surprised you keep letting me show up, really.
I got to fill that seat.
Coffee, as if we couldn't blame millennials for enough things, coffee-loving millennials could contribute to a global coffee shortage.
Oh my God.
Al Perkins, buckle your seatbelts.
Oh, I'm ready.
Goodness. Millennials' seemingly unquenchable thirst for coffee is helping to push global demand to a record, just as supplies are tightening.
Oh no.
I'm devastated. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what Al's going to do.
I don't know what Al's going to do.
The hell are we going to do? Americans,
make more money.
Americans are becoming Java junkies at an earlier age, and young adults are increasing their daily consumption at a fast enough pace to make up for declines by older folks, which, whatever. Right. Grandma switched to decaf a long time ago.
Totally. Keeps her up at night and bothers your bowels.
Millennials, a cohort of people now aged 19 to 34. Whew, I just missed the cutoff.
Yes, you did.
Account for about 44% of U.S. coffee demand. The coffee craze is also starting earlier in life. Younger millennials born after 1995 started drinking coffee at about 14.7 years old.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's about right. 15.
Yeah.
Seems good. Seems good. Now, simultaneous to this increase in millennial consumption, there's dry weather in Brazil that's hampering the country's crop.
Make it rain, bitches. Coffee. Make it rain.
That's right. Work it out.
I know.
Well,
what are we going to do? I feel like
drink more water.
The only answer is to purge the millennials.
Totally. Let's get rid of them.
Yes, I think that's fair.
Survey says.
Okay. Drink. Nightmares.
Yes. Yes. But I just, you know, that's my public service announcement of the week.
It's a good announcement.
Start hoarding coffee. This from the New Zealand Herald.
Very nice.
The breaking news.
I think it's good.
Yeah, breaking news. So a little bit more fun. Somebody over at careerbuilder.com had nothing else to do. And so they've...
It's not a surprise, really.
So they have ranked the 53 largest metropolitan areas in America according to their ability to withstand a zombie invasion.
Oh, good.
You got to be ready.
You have to be prepared. Here in Phoenix, we should know where we need to go to best survive this.
Please tell me.
I will.
I'll take one for the team.
In case you were wondering about the science, the man behind the curtain, as it were, cities are ranked with a combined score based on defense, containment, cure research, and food supply to come up with an overall score in gymnastics.
Well,
the
beam, the uneven bars.
The floor routine.
Well, for food supply now.
I like it when they call this dancing.
Does that mean that they're going to wind up in Mesa, where the survival food is for all the Mormons?
Well,
that's a good call.
Cities with a large percentage of the population who work in the military and the protective services score well in the defense category. Small arms and ammo manufacturing also help matters. Plentiful engineers.
Small arms.
T-Rex arms.
Plentiful engineers and construction workers lead to better containment scores.
Mm.
Although a high population density can reduce that value.
Hey, Rick.
More people, bad news.
More people, bad news. That's Clayton's whole motto about life. More people,
Bad news.
It's,
bad
it's
news.
Getting there the older I get. Yeah.
However, it's places true. Like
Can't
Boston
no.
that contain a large number of biotech and medical research firms score well in the cure research category, and cities where food manufacturing is a high percentage of total exports are afforded a high food supply score.
Oh.
Residents of bottom-placed New York can take solace in the fact that the highest scoring city in the country, Boston, is just a 4-hour drive or a 3-day walk away.
Yeah, or we could call that guy on the bike.
Yeah. So,
remember
that guy on a bike?
I wonder where he is.
The lowest score on the map.
Yeah.
Lowest score on the map is, again, New York City. They scored a 12.4 in defense, negative 10.1 in containment. Cure Research 4.3, Food Supply 2.0. Coming up with a total of 8.7. Contrast that with maybe...
There's too many numbers.
Right. Nearby...
I love that she says about her own reporting. Right.
Right. It's like, that's a lot of numbers. Yeah.
Listen, I needed two things. This is a thing.
No,
this is going
right,
to take
you're
a
right,
minute.
You're right. It's fine.
You needed two things. This is a fucking thing. I got your thing right here.
Nightmare.
I got the horse right here.
Now, for our own reference, Phoenix, Arizona scores a total of 25.6, our highest category being defense, 12.8, our lowest category being cure research.
Okay. Oh.
Apparently, Mayo Clinic is not going to solve it.
No, they're not going
to They're not going to do it. They don't give a shit. No. 2.0 for cure research. However, nearby.
Close-ish.
Further South Dakota.
San Diego.
Yeah, yes.
San Diego
scored a 39.4.
Diego.
We'd be much safer in San Diego.
Oh, but we proved that wrong in Fear of the Walking Dead.
I don't know. According to Career Builder,
I don't know.
I'm worried about your job choices when you're on Career Builder trying to figure out where to best survive the zombie apocalypse.
Apparently, they're not busy enough over there.
This is their recent study with Career Builder. Because apparently San Diego has a very high defense score and also a high cure research score.
Mm.
Yeah. They do not have a very high food supply store.
Can I ask a question?
Score. Yes, dear.
Well, I wasn't listening.
That's fair.
No, you lost me with that number.
All the number.
Now,
I
what
know.
The fuck was the cure research?
So that's going to be...
I'm just trying to, you know.
Those are places that contain a large number of biotech and medical research
that's
companies.
Right. That's why the Mayo comment.
That's why the Mayo comment. Because in my mind, our biggest research facility may or may not be Mayo.
Sure.
And I drive by it on the way to the movie, so it's really just fresh in my mind
right
at
there.
All times.
Sure, sure. Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah.
Nightmare. Go on.
If you need more information on cities near you, please visit careerbuilder.com.
You can find a job and a zombie.
Search for the keyword zombie apocalypse.
Oh, you said keyword. Those are keywords.
I think it's all one word, hashtag.
Oh, I just want to make sure.
Listen, there's an apocalypse.
The LGBTs.
Okay. Okay.
No time. Right. No time.
Hey, I just wanted to be.
The L stands for likes, girls. The G stands for likes, guys. The B, I got nothing for.
Both.
All right.
That's the best part about that joke, is that the B, I got nothing.
I got nothing.
That's cute. I like it. It's good.
Do we need to talk about any current events? I can't think of
it. I mean, we got to talk about the fact that if Trump becomes president next Tuesday, which is up to like a
30%. San Diego is not going to help us.
It's about 30% chance. According to 538.
According to Nate Silver.
Right. It's going to be because of our over-intrusive and really fucked up FBI, who is just breaking laws all over the place.
Yeah.
Not only right and left, but left and right, too.
Yeah, left and right. And the fact that Utah guy...
It's the B.
Chaffetz, is that his name? The congressman from Utah?
Yeah, from Utah.
Is leaking stuff, and that the FBI is saying, oh, we have to say this stuff because we're afraid it's going to be leaked. So you're leaking stuff because you're so unsure of the security of the FBI.
We want to be the first.
But you're investigating the security of someone's emails when you're leaking stuff because you're worried someone else is going to leak it and you're not seeing the horrible. And then I'm like, 650,000 emails. How is that possible? Well, because they're on
Donald has the same amount of tweets.
But you're on somebody else's email.
Oh, right.
Like, and so now we have to look at dick pics.
Well,
and
I have
Anthony
never,
Weiner,
I have
seriously.
To tell you, in all sincerity, I think that since I last volunteered at the animal shelter and when camping, I've never discussed pussy and wiener so much in my entire
oh,
life.
Oh, I know.
Like, what the fuck?
This is like a seventh grade.
It really is.
It really is. And Comey is just off. And I said in July when he came out, because I was on vacation, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. But when Comey came out and did that press conference in July mm-hmm. about they were not going to press charges, but she yep. showed like an extraordinary lack of vision or carelessness
well,
or whatever.
Because what happened, the email server that they were using was only being used, emails were only sent to and from, with classified information, to and from people that had that clearance. So they're not like sharing this with interns or anything. So they were reckless and not necessarily secure, but they didn't actually mishandle the classified information. That's what happened. That's what happened
emails,
with the Hillary
three,
thing, right?
And what he did was when he did that press conference, it was a very damning press conference. But luckily, because the press conference point was, and it was Comey being a Republican. He mm-hmm. is. He is.
Yep.
A very hard right guy that people were like applauding him on his like. His service to his country and his being fair and balanced, not impartiality.
Right, which is not a thing.
Well, it turns out it's not true at all. But they were, first off, since nothing came of the investigation, mm-hmm. his press conference meant nothing. He went out of bounds there by giving that press conference and saying, this is the way the investigation went. We're going to recommend no charges. He should not have gone on the air and said anything. You don't give your own personal feelings about a thing that never came to trial. What all it should have been was, we are recommending no charges. You don't say, but we think this.
Right, you don't
because
go and just spank people.
It.
Like
yeah,
you're basically trying to...
Try someone in the court of public right. opinion, mm-hmm. and they can't refute the charges that you're making. So while that was a really damning press conference for her... while exonerating her of any wrongdoing, it let him give his personal insight in it. And it was damning. But then a week later, and we were on vacation, we weren't doing shows those weeks, the Republicans had a fit and had a congressional hearing with Comey for like 7 or 8 hours.
Right.
Well, I didn't have a lot to do that day, so I watched the whole thing. And what that did for 7 hours was just completely exonerate Clinton and just... make it clear that of these thousands...
It that way.
Oh, it's from the guy from the taco
yeah.
truck guy.
Clinton.
Hillary Clinton will put a taco truck on every corner. Sorry, Tom Mexicans. I guess you're just defending them. But I'm delighted by the way he pronounced Clinton.
They were with us for so long,
I
too.
I know. They're our longest
listeners.
I think we
lost them.
Clinton's devastated.
On.
Look.
He might be able to stroke them back. Nightmare.
Oh!
So... He's pulling the plug on the whole show. That's it. We're done.
I want to find the video of that guy going Clinton.
So what they did in that course of that hearing was realize that there really was nothing
there's
there.
There's nothing
out of
those
there. Thousands of right. emails, they actually got verification that they were only looking at three. Two of mm-hmm. them were classified, not top secret or confidential.
Yeah, and they were to and from
no,
people that had that clearance.
Yeah. And it was the little C further down. And so out of those thousands, there was one email mishandled out of all of them. The rest were retroactively reclassified.
Mm-hmm.
So the Republicans shot themselves in the foot. Instead of having this really good press conference where James Comey condemned Clinton for being like a bad person but couldn't do anything about it. So now this time, he's worried that it's going to get leaked if he doesn't say something. So shouldn't you spend that time going back to your department instead of breaking, and I think it's called the Hatch Law, or
yes,
the Hatch Amendment,
that. Mm-hmm.
that you can't, that they should not, as the FBI, give anything about a case that's not, unless it's charges, unless you're indicting, you shouldn't do anything within 60 days of an election because you don't want to sway an election when the person being accused of something, if they're not being indicted, you can't face your accuser. And that's one of the big things about the American court system is that you get to face your accuser.
Right.
And so there's no way for Clinton to come back from this. And he leaked it to Chaffetz. He gave it to Chaffetz, worried about a leak coming from the FBI. And then Chaffetz just went right to the press with it. So you have all these people just acting in a partisan way about Anthony Weiner's emails.
Ex-wife's, no.
But it's his account that she printed
so,
stuff off of.
So what happened was... What happened was the FBI has been investigating Anthony Weiner and the possibility that he sent pictures to
dick pics to an underage girl.
15, right. Yeah. 15 so years. they got a search warrant for a laptop computer. And so on that laptop, while they're not able to look at the email that at any point relates to anybody near Hillary Clinton, they noticed that they were on there.
Right.
They said, oh, hey, we noticed these emails over here, and we know that this chick right here worked with Hillary at the State Department. Right. And so since we've been talking about Hillary email, we think we want to look at them, and we noticed them, and we want you to know that we noticed them, so that after Hillary's elected, and we knew that we noticed them, and we didn't tell anybody that we noticed them, you can't come back and say, hey, why didn't you fucking tell us?
Right.
Mm-hmm. In case they find something. That's what happened.
Yeah, and it's so wrong,
right.
Because they haven't looked, no one has seen them, they just know they're there. Right.
And they didn't have a warrant for it either at the time.
James Comey... Right. Whose entire budget and entire oversight is done by Congress, mm-hmm. a very vindictive and partisan and ugly Congress, wanted to say, hey guys, I don't want to go back on what I told you in that 7-hour hearing, mm-hmm. but I want you to know that we noticed these, mm-hmm. and we might be looking into them, and we might want to find out if there's anything in them.
They but
there's
might probably be not.
Right. Might have to they amend might, my right, statement.
Right. There's no statement to amend now, but hey, just heads up, I might have to.
Maybe.
That's like me like calling Scottsdale PD and saying, hey, I might be drunk on Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to drive, but I might just be drunk. So you guys might want to be on red alert because mm-hmm. just in case shit goes down, which it probably won't because shit has never gone down, mm-hmm. but just in case shit goes down.
Yes. I told
now you.
Now
you know.
I told you.
You can't say I didn't.
Gonzalez, who was the AG and he's an awful human, the AG that tried to justify torture for Bush. Mm-hmm. You have him condemning Comey. Mm-hmm. You have Jeanine Pirro on Fox News.
Oh, my
News.
God. And she's a cuckoo crazy. Like, she...
Yeah, she is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs as far as, like, Trump right. goes. Nightmare! And she's all about, no, this is wrong. So there are so many people from both sides of the aisle saying... This is so against what we do because, right. again, this could come back and haunt us later. Like,
that's just, you can't just like do this. Marco Rubio said. Like, stop doing this. Because
yeah.
once it hits us, not how we're going to crawl out of that.
Yeah.
That shit hole.
And so, and at least in an election that has been such a profile and courage,
right.
this has just gone up just above and beyond, like, shittiness at the last minute. And I got up Friday morning for work and I saw the headlines and I was reading them and I was like, oh Jesus, they found something incriminating. And then I read them and I was like, okay,
no,
what if you didn't take that second to read uh-huh. paragraphs 2 and 3 and find out right. nope, it's just some no. another like Hillary weird smear campaign and they right. could all be duplicates. This is from her aide and as Huma Abedin
yep.
has said, like, most of it is about, like, social engagements and where she's going next.
Right.
And it's stuff to print out for her to read. And that's where it could be trouble. Because Hillary, it turns out, wanted things printed. She doesn't like to read
on the
little
thing
on the screen.
Sure.
So she wanted things printed up. So there's a chance that something was sent there to print that could be bad. But why would Huma have... I don't know if she has... You know what I mean? So it's just so fucked up. And it could end up with us having Donald Trump as a fucking president.
Right.
Like, just all these votes for Gary, I don't know anything, but I'm stoned all the time, and Jill...
Cheech and Chong.
I don't believe
Jill,
in vaccines.
Right,
like,
medicine is
crazy
not
fucking
real.
People.
Did you guys hear her, John Oliver, how they played that folk sing?
Oh, yeah.
I did hear that.
Oh, my
it
God.
Was amazing.
She apparently was in
John Oliver
a
gets
band?
Better and better
oh my God,
and better
really
every
does.
Week. Yeah, like, the
Jill
mamas
Stein
and the
was
papas.
In.
Yeah,
yeah,
she was
it
in
was
a 90s.
No. Like a Mighty Wind group.
Yeah, oh, no, exactly.
It was awful. Just
oh,
awful.
I have
yeah.
not I have
oh.
not enjoyed that.
No, you would not. You
no, I mean I haven't got
no,
to
I know,
see it.
You just wouldn't though. So you that would be a don't waste your time at all. Terrifying. Did you guys hear about the white nationalist guy? That's been doing the robocalls?
Yes.
No, I didn't
yes,
hear about
that. Yes, that was on Rage.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's a
I've been
big,
under a rock.
Bigly story. It's Bigly. So look up the white nationalist or Trump robocall. This William
he's trying
Johnson.
To out Evan McMullen? Listen, I'm secretly a little bit rooting for Evan McMullen to take Utah.
By the way,
I am.
I can't. I have seen him on things, and he seems like a delight.
I imagine. I mean,
no, he doesn't listen, seem like a bad guy.
The Mormons, they raise some pretty polite people.
Well, also, the interesting very thing polite. Was that on CNN, there was someone who was talking about the fact that you know, this Evan McMullen could be a thing, you know, because he's...
Well, we learned this from Veep. So, he could win Utah. Mm-hmm. He's statistically tied now with Trump in Utah.
And I'm secretly rooting for him. And it's not a secret anymore. I've just told 10 people on the internet. Yeah.
So, 10 I mean,
people
that,
on the internet.
Without...
Sorry.
With there is a situation where... If Trump wins like North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, but loses Utah,
right?
It could end, but loses Utah to Evan McMullen. It could end up with no one getting to 270, and then it could go to the House of Representatives for the vote because anybody with an electoral
college
vote, mm-hmm. anybody who what's that really called though? Well, anyways, whatever you get an elector. Mm-hmm. Anyone with an elector from the Electoral College, then it goes, and those three names get tossed equally into the hat. So it would be the three of them in the hat where the Republican House could pick the next president.
Go back to your states. Okay. I'm doing the math. So McMullen's got Utah. That's six votes. So give Trump
Florida,
North Carolina,
Ohio, Iowa.
He's already got Iowa on my map. Okay.
Yeah, and Ohio.
Oh, so that alone, so...
That gets him like 264 or something like that?
That gives him 263, Hillary 269.
And now no one is at 270, mm-hmm. Now it gets thrown, and we learned this from Veep, now it gets thrown into the House of Representatives where they can vote. And if it's 269 to 269, they have to pick through the two. Sure. But if Evan McMullen's getting
six.
One, now it's equal footing. Now all three go to the House of Representatives.
Interesting.
With equal votes. Everyone gets a vote. The first one to 26 wins the... and they actually did that because they had to get Jonah to go and vote against.
That's right.
But local listeners, if Hillary takes Arizona... That's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That strategy's gone.
And North Carolina.
Well, I think it's kind of any of those, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's...
So when the election...
But then you have to give up.
You have to watch North Carolina and Pennsylvania. If Hillary gets North Carolina and Pennsylvania, as long as Michigan and Minnesota, she can lose a whole swath of states and win.
Shit,
because Virginia's kind of out of everybody's grasp. North Carolina, I think, got moved back into toss-up today.
Mm-hmm. Well, this... William Johnson guy, this white nationalist, he is just awful. If you've ever listened to or seen him on any of the different shows, he's prominent. I have that problem with the fact that prominent would go with this, but ardent supporter of Donald Trump. And to be fair, Trump has completely said no.
He's got all the best supporters.
He does. Bigly. This is a Bigly story. He has... adamantly said no. I don't have ties to this guy. Just like Putin, he doesn't have ties to him
or David Duke.
Correct. But he is calling around in Utah with hello, my name is William Johnson. The audio recording begins. I am a farmer and a white nationalist. I make this call against Evan McMullen and in support of Donald Trump. Evan McMullen is an open borders amnesty supporter. And this was what keeps getting played. Evan has two mommies.
Right.
His mother is a lesbian, married to another woman. Typically what a lesbian means, but whatever.
Two mommies.
Is that true?
Evan,
Does Evan have two mommies? I don't know shit about Evan McMullen.
I don't know. But
I saw my first.
You're rooting for him. Yeah. You might want to research him a little, Kat.
I didn't fucking vote for him.
I was shocked that neither one of you carried this story
That's
today.
Why I figured you would.
I left it alone. I'm like, they'll cover that tomorrow.
Evan is the... William Johnson goes on to say Evan is okay with that about the two mommies. Indeed, Evan supports the Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. Johnson goes on to say, Evan is over 40 and is not married.
This is the line that got me. I thought, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
He is over 40 years old. He is not married and doesn't even have a girlfriend.
Doesn't even.
No.
I believe
Son
Evan.
Of a bitch.
Going to prom alone.
That's right. I believe Evan
must
is
be
a closet
gay.
Homosexual.
That cracked me up when I read that or heard that last night.
Don't vote for Evan McMullen. Vote for Donald Trump. He will respect all women and be a president we can be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
When asked what evidence he has for any of these claims, Johnson emailed the Daily Beast and says, well, Wikipedia tells his story about his mom. Also, if you Google him, it readily comes up. I said that I think he's a closet homosexual, he says. Calling someone a homosexual is no longer defamation. Also, he is a public figure.
And it isn't.
Word on the street is that he is gay. The white nationalist leader went on, there are a lot of homosexual Mormons, some struggling to stay in the church, and some who are bitter. Well, some are bitter Stillinger. He cited a...
That's true.
He cited a Reddit thread.
I know some that have never been to church
right,
and are
exactly,
bitter.
Like, yeah. I'm bitter. Fuck you. That thread full of unverified claims about McMullen's alleged homosexuality. In response to the news of the ad, McMullen tweeted that this is just another desperate attack by Trump and his racist supporters as his lead continues to diminish in Utah. This attack is consistent with Trump's bigoted, deceitful campaign and vision for America. People will not be fooled. But, you know, the issue is that truly Trump has said, no, I'm disavowing this. This is not a part of my campaign. So...
Which I think is the first time that he's ever done
he's
that.
Ever, right.
He's ever disavowed some hateful shit.
He tried to do that with the KKK.
With David Duke.
Duke, sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, first he had to ask who they were. Because
right, exactly. He was like, I don't know who that is. I don't know who David Duke is, and I don't know.
It turns out Evan McMullen does not have two mommies.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Well, McMullen was born in Provo, Utah, the son of a computer scientist, David McMullen, and his wife, Lane Bullard. He grew up outside of Seattle. He graduated in 1994 of, no, is that right? A 94 graduate of Auburn Senior High School, went on a mission to southern Brazil after high school. He then attended BYU, received his bachelor's degree. He worked for the CIA from 2001 to 2011.
He's only 22 years old. Am I doing that wrong?
No, 94.
Graduated in 94.
Got it. Okay, I'm like, wait a minute.
I know, I was doing the math too. I'm like, wait a minute. No. He's my age. Thank all right, you. He's a little older than me.
I was like, what?
I was stumbled by the by the years too.
That was weird.
Anyway,
money was given in September of 2015 to Trump, $250, and it was returned apparently. The money had been returned. But now there's been approximately $1,500 given since then. And that's
there's no
already
record
been
of
spent.
It. Yeah.
Right.
That was on Maddow yesterday, I think.
Yeah, and they're saying, he said, Trump says I would return it. Don't be so angry. I don't even know who he is. So, you know, it was...
Well, there was another issue where the guy came back and said that he'd made other donations, but not under his name, if I'm not mistaken. Like, he'd slipped in money elsewhere, but wasn't trackable directly back to him.
Well, this said, I donated more than $1,500, Johnson. I think I'm near the max of the 25, or near a max of $2,500. He paid by credit card and doesn't keep personal accounts, so I don't know for sure, but I've given on many occasions. So, I mean... You'd think it would be easy to be proven, but I think what scares me more than people just voting for Trump is that that's the thinking that goes along with it, to where I think I've been in
and
a
now,
bubble that
and now
says
we're back to
things are safer, things are kinder, things are
no, but now being over 40 and single is now suspicious.
Dun, dun, dun.
Something's up there.
You don't know, you big homo.
Fucking I mean, homos. It just it's fucking homos. With Evan McMullen.
So in case you're in Utah, he is not against overturning the marriage
equality
mm-hmm. vote, but he is for overturning Roe v. Wade. So we're not with him anymore. And he wants to appoint if he was president, he would appoint justices who are original constitutionalists like Scalia and Mike Cox's biggest coke can. Clarence Thomas,
who actually is seeming to kind of...
So all of a sudden,
is he rallying and talking again?
Good for
him.
Weird.
Well, because Antonin's gone.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because Antonin. Because he hid behind him.
Antonin
Scalia. You know what I mean? But so, I mean, just reading that about him, like, as soon as you want to appoint justices to overturn Roe v. Wade, we're out. Like, we can't play no more.
Right.
Oh, and I voted! I forgot to say that.
Oh my goodness.
I was a little confused by your you posted, if I'm not mistaken, yesterday that you were there.
I posted yesterday that I was there, and then today it came up, and there was a thing that said, there was a Facebook thing that said, know your polling places.
Yeah.
And then it said, did you already vote? And if you did, hit here. And then it pulled up a meme that said, I did it.
Okay, because I was confused.
That was just, I wanted Facebook to stop telling me where to vote, because I went. So,
I've done it.
Right up the ass of, good night, Harrison. Right up the ass of Helen Purcell. I don't trust those people with anything. So I went down and got my, no waiting. Right. There was two people voting with me at 3:30 in the p.m.
yesterday
at the elections office on something street, 5th Street? Seventh
downtown,
Street,
downtown.
At the but you go to the office of the elections. You go to, I mean, that's where my the closest site for me is.
Yep.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump is like a 3-minute car ride. I was in the car for maybe a song and a half. And you go down there, you walk in, you get your ballot and an envelope. You do your ballot, and thank you to Jacob Treweiler. Is that how you say his last name?
Treweiler.
Treweiler. He helped me because he works for the appellate court of the appellate court for Arizona. So he helped me with a couple of the appellate court
judges.
Okay. He gave me what the ruling was from our district judge, the highest judge that we have that was on there, and she was anti-gay marriage, so she got a big firm no. And I didn't find anything suspicious about the two from the appellate court, and then the rest, I don't really believe in voting on judges, so...
Right, if you don't know anything about them.
Since
I
had someone to tell me, like, a couple of rulings that I cared about, and I was like, are there any, like, rape cases where they let some guy, you know, felt sorry for the rapist? And since I couldn't, and I Googled 100 different ways for the last 4 or 5 nights at work, whenever I was working, I would set up the Google Arizona judges with bad rape records, and nothing came up, so...
Oh, good.
I Googled it with, like, every wording you could think about, because I was like, what in the courts lately really works my buttons? And it turns out it's these feeling sorry for a rapist people got to go.
That gotcha.
So I was like, if I'm gonna vote somebody out, it's gonna be someone who's worried about the you know, continued safety and life goals of a rapist.
I would love to have those names. Of the
So her name is the first there's only one person on the in the top slot.
Okay.
Her name is Anne someone or other.
Okay.
So if we Google Ballot Ready, I think it's ballotready.org, and all the judges are on there, and then there's only two from the appellate courts that I could vote on, and I'm not sure how the appellate courts work if they were on different ones, because they're on my sample ballot, there were like 8, but on my actual ballot, there were only 2. And so I asked Jacob about those 2, and he said they were both fine, and there was nothing embarrassing, and it made his job pleasant, I think were his exact words.
Nice. Yeah, there's only one judge that, when I worked for the public defender's office, that Judge Baca, if I see her name on there, otherwise I won't vote. Like, I'll just put no. It's just right away. She was awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
And, like, I didn't vote on the community colleges thing because I have no, I don't know what that's about, and I don't think I care. Like, I really don't see any way for me to care
about.
Oh, that
wasn't on mine.
How I care about community college boards. Like, I don't see, I see no reason. I've never heard any conflict, and I'm like, I don't want to offer an opinion on something that may be good or bad. Although I am a product of the community college system here in Arizona, and they were a great help with me becoming a nurse. I utilized the least expensive way to get to college before Bernie told me it would be free.
I'm hoping that comes
but
soon.
But I had nothing. And then as far as, like, the Osborne, I'm in the Osborne district, as far as the Osborne school board, you're in charge. Like, you know, I wasn't going to Google every name and find out whether they believe Noah's Ark is a children's story or a chilling documentary about rain. So
a long documentary. Apparently 40 days.
A cold, dark night.
So there was some things that I just decided I had to bow out on. Like, I'm like, I don't want to give my uninformed opinion.
Oh, I did the exact same way. It's like, if I don't know about it, I'm done with it. Here's what I know.
Yeah.
Hold on out.
So it turns out, and from Salon.com, which I trust them. They seem to be of...
Salon.
Salon.com.
Salon.
Living room in English. McMullen, who is an active member of the Church of Latter-day Saints, has said, tomorrow will be a latter day, by the way, he accepts his mother's marriage but still opposes legal recognition of same-sex unions. So now I'm out on him. If you can't come out in your mother for your mother, if you're going to hide, he's a pussy. Yeah. Evan McMullen, you got to go.
Sure.
Not with you. I'm not with you anymore is the brave alternative. Because we're looking for, what's the old white guy on MSNBC's name?
Chris Hayes?
Is he always yelling at people? What's his name?
Yeah, Chris Hardball with Chris Hayes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's play Hardball.
Chris Matthews mostly drives me crazy, mm-hmm. and he mostly makes me want to hit my TV with something right. because he loves Love Actually.
He does a lot.
And everything goes, I do like that it's always a movie reference.
Yeah.
And everything's a profile in Courage. Right. Or it's not a profile in Courage. And almost anything in politics this year is not a profile in Courage.
Right.
But, and it's just, this is just so weak. Your mom's gay. She's married to another woman legally. Shut the fuck up about it. Like, put it down,
yeah.
Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Also, yeah. his mom should just go smack the shit out of him right now.
My mom has a very different view. That's okay. Nope, she doesn't like you anymore. You know what? Mom and her girlfriend are living a happy life. They're like, well, poor Evan.
Yeah.
He's still a Republican.
He doesn't like flannel. Sorry about it.
So his religion plays an important role in his protest candidacy. It's integral to his appeal in Utah. So, but the good thing is if Hillary wins North Carolina and Trump loses Utah, it doesn't matter what magical thinking he has. If he doesn't win Utah, there's just no way there. I mean, unless something drastic happens, like Hillary loses Michigan, which she did in the fucking spring to Bernie Sanders.
Going back to the map.
And you guys saw the thing about Make America Great Again?
I saw that on Rachel.
Oh, that they're quoting SNL?
Well, they're quoting SNL.
Yeah,
right,
I mean, they're congratulating SNL because they think they're all wearing white sheets too.
And yeah,
we're mainstream now because we're on SNL.
We're on SNL.
You're a dumbass.
And then we have to talk about it. And I'm sorry to bring it up now, and I waited so long.
From the KKK.
So
yeah. That's nice.
Just because we seem like we're insulated in a strange world. So the pipeline protest. Room. Well, no. But there is something big going on outside of the
email, right?
Outside of emails, and that's that the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is going strong. They are getting the people; they're getting celebrity support, but they're also getting abused by the police. Mm-hmm. The military presence for a peaceful protest has gotten out of hand.
Right.
And in contrast, the Bundy family, who did an armed takeover of a federal site in Oregon, got cleared of all charges.
Acquitted of everything.
They did an armed takeover of federal territory. This is a peaceful protest. And they're getting, just beaten and abused. Mm-hmm. And it really is shocking. First off, because now there's an oil spill currently as of today.
In Alabama, maybe?
Okay.
There's an oil spill feeding oil to the east with a fire. There's a huge... The oil pipeline is a bad idea because it always fucking goes wrong.
Yeah.
There's always an oil spill in protected lands, or they ruin the Gulf Coast, or we fuck up this oil thing. Yeah. So if somebody says we don't want it on our land, we've done enough to the Native Americans. First Nations were fucking goddamn done. Move it. If you want it that bad, find some other way to get it down here.
Did you hear the reason
that
it's going...
And you gotta move it? Don't fucking build it, because no one wants it. Because when you move it to Michigan, they're going to be like, no, you guys fuck with our water.
Yeah.
You move it to Minnesota, we got 1,000 goddamn lakes. Yeah. Don't dirty our water. 10.
So the reason that it's routed where it is now, and the peaceful protests are going on from the Native Americans, is because... A bunch of white people threw a fit, protested, and got them to move the pipeline to begin with.
Because it's going to fuck
up our
water. It's going
to fuck up our water. Yeah. So then it gets rerouted, and then the natives are like, hold on.
Yeah, we need water too.
For before, all these people who are like, let it run through, fuck you. A bunch of angry white people protested and got their way. That's why it's where it is now.
But then you see the Bundy protest of the federal government. And then if you lived here in Arizona, the Scottsdale area, back... years ago, before the 101 followed Pima, there were all those signs back then that said, go west ADOT, as Arizona Department of Transportation, because they built, instead of putting the 101 and redoing Pima Road, which is just widen the fucker and call it an expressway, they built an expressway right next to it on native lands.
Right.
So the Native Americans lost some of the tribal lands they were given. And they built a freeway along there.
But wasn't part of the trade of that, like, they get money forever because of it's on their land?
Right, but you're also polluting the land. Now,
I get that. But, like, part of the trade-off was, look, we're going to pay you for this. So somebody said, okay, we'll take the money.
Right, because eventually they're going to build it anyway. So what can we get out of it? Like, you're just going to fuck us. So what do we get out of it?
Put a casino right next to the 101. We'll be fine. Okay, so they did.
Right, so you get some money, but you still are ruining land when there's a road right
already there.
But the people that live along Pima, the white people that live in Scottsdale along Pima Boulevard, didn't want that to become a busier thoroughfare.
But it kind of is already. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
But though, because Scottsdale's so fucking stupid, and they're always playing that game of, like, we're a little western town. We don't want to have a main thoroughfare. We don't want three stoplights. The whiniest. I worked 20 years. I worked in that goddamn city. And I would never live there because it's awful. They are awful people doing awful things on a continuous basis. And one of the things is, like, we don't want mass transportation. Then we'll be a big city.
We're going to write down Scottsdale about getting right now because
we just lost them.
And they whined about traffic. They didn't let they didn't let Los Arcos Mall become
the
stadium because they didn't want those hockey players down there. That'll be a big city. You're a big fucking city. There's no horses. The Wells Fargo wagon's not coming down the street. And you know the word I want to use.
Yeah.
It gets so ridiculous. Scottsdale Road is now wider than the Autobahn. What the fuck are you people doing? Put a train in the middle of it. Get some mass transportation. Scottsdale Road, if you don't live here, is 7 lanes wide at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's
3 up, 3 down, and a turn lane. Yep.
A double turn lane.
Yep. Down
it's
by,
7 lanes wide in many parts of the... But we're a small town. You have a mall that crosses 3 streets. Literally has a walking bridge over 3 streets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're a small town.
It's a really nice mall, though.
I hate those fuckers.
There's an entire floor that 20. I can't afford to even go on.
20.
How come nobody calls him bitter when he gets like that and when he gets going?
Oh, I
seriously. That's what the B stands for.
Oh, got it. Okay. Fair.
Where's there a B?
We finally found it.
No, the LGB.
L likes girls.
Bitter.
G guys.
Be bitter.
Be bitter.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it should go.
I worked in Scottsdale for 20 years, worked my last gay nerve.
Sure.
I mean, and I lived for almost 2 years in Mesa, and I sent so much hate mail to the Mesa Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
I just constantly sent hate mail to those.
They're probably glad you moved away.
Racist fuckers. I think they helped me move.
They packed their bags for you.
That's who brought the truck.
Their council meeting was like.
They used to have things in the newspaper in the Mesa Tribune about letting gays use the pools, like going to. Park and Slide. What's that place called? Slip and Slide?
Yeah, whatever.
Castles
some water
and Coasters.
Castles. No, that's the West Side.
Wet and Wild.
No, that's Wet North. Anyways, it's a water slide park. They had a thing in the
newspaper.
Sun splash.
Sounds like water. Whatever.
Anyways,
that's it.
But anyways, they had a thing in the newspaper.
Splash, I was taking a bath.
I was trying to finish that lyric and I can't.
Oh,
on about a
guns
Saturday night.
And ships, that's what I got.
And so the balance shifts.
Golf land Sunsplash.
Sunsplash. Nicely it wasn't done. Called that then.
No. It is now.
It is now. But anyways, they had a thing about letting gay people go to the water parks because AIDS was spread through pools. This was in the editorial page of the Mesa Tribune in the 80s.
Wow.
And I'm like, we got to go.
Wow. Did Ronald Reagan write that himself? Or
I think this was the Bush year. I think we were to Bush by then.
Was that the end?
Yeah, because he didn't live in Mesa during the Reagan
era. I had to get out for my own sanity from the beautiful off-Broadway apartments that I lived in.
Of course.
The Wilk just visited there. I didn't live at the Wilk till the 90s. So there you go. That went a really long way. There's some shitty things going on in that pipeline, and then there's some shitty parts of this state, the Alabama of the West, that are just horrifying.
I know.
You guys didn't live here through the MLK things. Like, you didn't hear all
of
it.
Oh, no. I actually remember of that. Yeah.
I was
some of it. The latter part of it.
That's how we finally got a Super Bowl, was we finally agreed to, like... And then we had to give up Columbus Day, which was offensive, and it was kind of okay to do it. But
no, it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
But that's Barry fucking Goldwater, that pig, who eventually came around to gays, because guess what? His grandson was gay, and he didn't do the profile and courage that Evan McMullen did, but he came out for gay rights. But, I mean, just Barry Goldwater, biggest pig in the entire world, racist fucking pig.
It was his...
And we named an airport after him.
It was his granddaughter that introduced Michelle Obama when she was here.
Because the family can't disavow that fucker fast enough.
No, I mean, they were talking about...
The irony?
But at the same time, like, how great Barry Goldwater was.
Oh, no, racist pig.
I'm just telling you, like, at the
thing. Opposed the Civil Rights Act.
Like,
ran his whole campaign was against the Civil Rights Act. Like, just, like, if he could have used the word pickaninny, he would have.
Well, last Thursday or last Wednesday or Thursday, whatever it was when Michelle was here, that's not how it was being presented. So it was interesting.
Oh, yeah. Just the worst. The worst.
Yeah. Interesting.
And we named the airport after him.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, no one Googled this man. Like,
there was also a department store.
Let's just call it Redskins Airport. You know what I mean? Sure. Well, that's the family name. That's not named after someone. That's the Goldwater family had a department store. They can't change their name to the Scheifmans. It's not their name. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, I want to sell dresses. Who's the biggest racist we can find? Let's call it that. Like,
okay. You just made me laugh thinking about, I just watched, what was the guy on Saturday Night Live that was the gay guy who was the social guy?
Stefan.
He did this segment they were talking about. Oh God, I'm going to fuck it up because I don't remember, but it was so funny where he, you know, because he read all that and didn't know what it was coming, where they talked about the name of the Jewish guy. He goes, whatever it was.
Oh, I can't remember either.
Artie Birnbaum, and he just lost it laughing.
Oh, no, it's Dracula. You know how Black Dracula is Blackula?
Yeah.
There's a Jewish Dracula. You know what his name is? Artie Schmartbaum. The joke just sells.
It was so fucking funny.
That joke just
popped up the other day on YouTube or on Facebook, and I just started laughing hysterically about it. Oh my God. All right. So we beat that up. Let's do this and see if we can get out of here before 10:30.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
So, we'll just go with the Barry Goldwater thing, because as I'm, reading up on Monsieur Goldwater. And God, his grandson is a very lovely human, we all know.
Oh, that's nice.
So sorry about the things I said about your grandpa. Not very nice. So like who is the person in our like political mythology, especially as we learn more and more that you're just like, Jesus Christ, people follow that?
Aaron Burr, sir. It's 1800, ladies. Tell your husband, vote for Burr.
Vote for Burr.
And he shot a guy. I'm not sure I understand the question.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, I didn't even hear it because I was doing other stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why do I bother to talk? Because I'm listening. Who is Rick?
Everybody say hi to Rick.
Hi, Rick.
So, and I'm also trying to follow along on the YouTube thing, but now I can't do all three things.
I'm on it.
No, YouTube is not supposed to have the chat room. I don't know why it's there. But
well, we like it. It's fun.
We like it.
That way we're all on one page.
No, it's not, because we have this page.
Yeah, but they can watch and type at the same time. You don't have to toggle between.
It's very handy.
Get another computer.
It's very handy for our people.
It's not my problem. You're poor.
Where did that come from?
They could be in their car.
Then they need to drive.
Well, they're listening and typing at stoplights like I do. Ignore the old man over here.
Yes,
ignore Grandpa on the porch. The rest of us welcome you to our lawn.
We'll meet you on YouTube. Yeah.
We'll meet you on YouTube.
It's just grass, kids. Play on the lawn. Yeah,
you can play on the lawn.
I'm going to turn this whole show around. We'll all go home.
I'm going to take my toys.
I'm taking my toys.
So maybe come back there.
Who is the person in like political mythology that you're like, you followed? Like that was like, that's your hero? Like who's the person that it's just shocking to hear that someone is like, that's who I want my party named after. That's who I want to like emulate. Like who's the one that you're like, what the fuck? It's kind of like when you go to a wedding and somebody plays Every Breath You Take as their wedding song. And you're like, which one of you is mentally unstable?
I'll be watching you.
I'll be whatever. Every step you take. That's also from Veep. When the theme song for the vice president is Every Breath You Take. And like, we have a data breach. Everybody thinks we're watching them. Don't make it every other lyric.
It's a good time. I'm looking at the video. I look so bored when you talk.
Huh?
Is that what I really look like when you talk? Because I look like I'm rolling my eyes.
Actual footage. It's actual footage.
You just put the hood on and go to sleep.
So, maybe rephrase that, because that's, you know, put the hood on and go to sleep. That's what David Duke says to his grandchildren. So I'm going to go with what is it?
So would
fantastic. God damn, that's good.
You just keep watching.
I can't wait.
It's on delayed.
I'm so excited.
Are you referring to like the fact that I can't believe people followed Hitler or Jim Jones or things like this? Or
no, but just someone in our political mythology that you're like, really? That guy?
Go to Cat.
I mean, because they're called Goldwater Republicans. Like, they still call themselves that. I mean, there's so many to choose from. There's the Log Cabin Republicans, like, Gays for Reagan.
No, Gays for Trump is where I was going to say,
the obvious choice would be Ronald Reagan. A president that won by a landslide, but turned out to be not always our friend.
Yeah, and we
didn't
can't
help
pick
us
get
out.
Our finger on that Iran-Contra thing.
Because I don't want to keep prolonging it, I mean, I really would think that if that's where you're going with it, I would think like Gays for Trump, Women for Trump. The idea of any kind of minority for Trump kind of group that's fucking ridiculous.
Except for like maybe bigots for Trump. That might be justifiable.
Because they're not a minority at this point. But we're
currently in that. But who have you learned more about over time that you're like, oh, Jesus.
Go to Kat. Let me think about it, please.
Aaron Burr, sir. I'm interested to hear your question, because I think your question or your answer will shed more light on everyone else's. I think we're all kind of going, wait, what are you... Are you just going to say Goldwater? Because, all right.
No, but I mean, that's a good example, but there's, like, as you find out... Like, Reagan's too recent, too, because we were all alive for Reagan, so we knew the shenanigans.
So you're looking for, like, a Grover Cleveland or a...
Yeah, like, somebody, like, that you find, like, oh my God, Thomas Jefferson owned slaves, and he wrote, all men are free. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who's the person that you're like, really, we believe this fucker?
Oh my God, the list is long.
That's what I mean. Like, to me, it's an easy question of people that you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because...
Two people that... One, I learned a lot...
We got a volunteer from the audience.
One... Two people that I learned a lot about, obviously, in this political season, because I didn't follow it a lot previous to this. One is...
Doctor and Mrs.
No, George Wallace. I didn't know much about George Wallace previously, who obviously has been paralleled to Trump in all of his racist, the way he stirs up people, and just a lot of hate speech coming out of
Birmingham,
George Wallace.
They love the governor. Yeah. Yep, that's what Sweet Home Alabama's about.
So that was a little interesting that I learned about. The other one was...
And followed. Not just followed, but like revered. That's exactly what I mean. Like, this was someone who wasn't... He's not disavowed to this day.
No, people still were like, he was right. He should have been president.
Whether sarcastic or not, like, that's a song that everyone sings along to.
And then the other one I just recently learned about is Andrew Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Who followed Lincoln, which you, if you watched Rachel, that was a very interesting thing. The fact that after, when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, the gentleman who followed him became president.
To balance out the ticket.
Right. Was Andrew Johnson, who was completely racist, completely against the end of slavery, completely against integration or any of that stuff. He was crazy out there. Obviously lost miserably when the actual... Election
when
came
he came
around.
Out to be elected,
didn't even run again. Yeah,
wasn't
even
nominated by the party. I just thought that was interesting. I had no idea that person followed Lincoln and was like given.
No, ran with Lincoln. That's Lincoln's running mate. That's his vice president.
He was his vice president.
That's how you become president.
I understand that now. Going that far back, I wasn't sure that was still the setup at that moment.
Yeah.
Or so if there was something other fucked up that happened.
They brought in a racist Southerner to balance out the ticket
to get Lincoln in there.
To get votes, because that's how it worked. Yeah. And so if Pence, the horrible person that's anti-gay, if somebody shoots Trump, then you get the anti-gay wizard on your team. Yeah.
I see where you're going with that.
And Andrew Johnson's a good one. Like, you're like, oh, we voted for Lincoln, and we forgot to pay attention to the guy behind the curtain, and then they shot the guy in front of the curtain, and now we got this guy.
Right.
And Wallace is right? George Wallace?
Mm-hmm.
George
is
Wallace,
a good example, yeah. too.
Oh, a good example. And because, like, people don't realize when you're singing along to Sweet Home Alabama.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, in Birmingham, we love the governor. Like, there, that's... And whether or not the, and it goes back and forth on how they meant that, because Sweet Home Alabama is written as a very, very, very bitter answer to Neil Young's Southern Man.
Oh.
Like, there, that is fighting in lyrics, in music, between Neil Young's, I think it's called Southern Man, in Sweet Home Alabama. Is so they no one's really sure, and then they all died in a plane crash. There's no way to know. But...
Damn irony.
It. So,
does it have to be somebody that is solely
no political? No.
Then Pat Robertson.
Ooh, that's another one who you came.
And who did you say?
Pat Robertson.
Oh yeah, Pat Buchanan, Pat Robertson. Right, you're just, all the right. Like, they have followers.
The televangelist kind crazy. Of crazy. Yeah, because of how many followers they have that go, oh, yeah.
Oral oh, Robertson. Falwell would be right yeah. up in there.
Jerry too. Falwell. That's what I was thinking of, actually. Jerry Falwell. It's the other one.
Going look, immediately to like, Facebook.
I know we're on Facebook. Low. Oh, a face. Go ahead.
Oh, Rick has been there before. Yeah, yeah. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Old news.
Old news.
Old
we're happy to have you, Rick.
News. We are, absolutely.
Wow, old for news.
Crying out loud.
Okay, good answer. Good answer.
No, survey
says.
Because I was thinking, like, as far as political kind of stuff, mm-hmm. I'm like, well.
But anybody,
I mean, I'm definitely stunted with that.
Oh,
kind of
it's
stuff,
Richard Lowe. He's just going by
yeah,
Rick.
Okay. Yeah, the Rick is the.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's why I'm like, got it.
Yes, I know who you are.
Yes.
All right. I don't think I knew the Kansas part, though.
That, but otherwise, yeah, the any kind of religious craziness that and people following that. I guess that's where kind of the Jim Jones ish stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And I get that. I mean, yeah. The one thing is a cult. So you kind of get people following a cult, right. But when you're following
more so, like,
and
right.
And you don't think of like. Falwell supporters or Billy Graham Jr. and because my godmother and aunt who I adored was one part of that cult. Like, yeah. You don't think of those people that watch those shows as members of a cult, and then you're like, but you're
well, you kind of do. I do. You do because my great grandmother and my great aunt, they would sit there and that was the send the money. If you do this, and then we're trying to bail them out because they were sending money. I mean, just but watching that kind of stuff and the fact that. That people get transfixed by that and, you know, just
yeah.
go along with it. Blows my mind.
And you're just
mind.
Like, don't you see it?
Blows my yeah, mind.
Don't
right.
you see it? Which I'm
right.
sure people think about us with Hillary. I'm like, don't you see it?
Well, and the thing is, though, the difference would be for me that sit down with me then and explain what is it that you see rationally. Like, as far as the Hillary. And if you're just going to say emails, fuck off.
Well,
like
if there was something that awful,
but...
wouldn't you be convicted? I mean, unless you're the great and powerful Oz.
Right.
Why is it that, and I don't understand why nobody's waving this flag, with regards to, and we're getting a little bit off topic, but
no.
you bring up emails.
Weird.
So, though there were people killed, all like mm-hmm. how many different Benghazis were there in the W administration? Mm-hmm. How many different emails did all of these different people lose, don't know about,
or there
servers?
Just wasn't email yet. So it's shredding documents, it's erasing
right.
tapes.
So how
many people have pieces
yeah.
of paper?
So none of that, you know, yeah. none of that yeah. was ever brought, has it gets brought up. I don't understand why there's this, I get why there's a double standard, because people want to spin it a certain way. I get sure. that. However, if these are factual things, how come nobody is standing up going, you're going to talk about 33,000 emails, right. I'm just going to use a number. Here's 80,000 emails during an 8-year administration. These were all done, but nobody said a goddamn word about that.
Sure.
It's because she's a woman and she's a Democrat. So that's the only reason.
And she's doing well.
Right. Right, and they got it. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things.
It's like with you're going to be a black president. Right, we're going to hate you for whatever you do.
Right. Yeah,
Carly Fiorina,
Michelle Obama wore a sleeveless dress, and she was a man and a gorilla and all
absolutely
that shit. So he got Kat. We're not accepting Aaron Burr because he didn't have a lot of followers.
I have nothing. Like, I understand Raymond, the question, and I've got nothing.
Raymond nothing Burr. From your listening to presidential. No one.
No, and I would have to. I listen so passively. Like, I have to like sit and think and actually look at and remember.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting and thinking is something you're not willing to do
it
right now?
Zip it, Doris.
Just checking. Doris. Doris.
Wow. I thought she called you Dolores. I thought it was much more formal.
Wow.
No, it's
Doris for sure.
It's Madonna barking at Rosie O'Donnell from A League of Our Own.
Oh,
zip
yeah
it, Doris.
Oh.
Back on board. Back on board.
I knew if there was a movie reference, she'd get there.
No. I got nothing.
And my one is always Goldwater, because every time I go to the Goldwater terminal, I'm like, really? This guy? We can't let this go? Like,
you know what's funny is I actually had forgotten about it, because to me it's just T4.
Yeah.
I don't even think about the fact that it is the Goldwater terminal.
Yeah.
It's T4 to terminal me.
Four. And if they ever change the name of the beautifully named Sky Harbor, I will be...
I don't think they ever
I will chain myself to a fence, because that is the best named airport in the whole world.
I agree. It is.
Sky Harbor. It's like a grand staircase right there.
It's the grand staircase. It's the grand...
Enter
Reno.
But the... I have two, and some of it's from listening to presidential lately.
Mm-hmm.
And the one is the... horrible human that was Woodrow Wilson, which I learned from the state quarter of, I think it's Alabama, somebody find out if this is true, that Helen Keller was from Alabama.
What?
And it turns out, I can't see you. you didn't think I'd have a comeback for that, did you?
No, that was good. Yeah, I'm better, man.
That Helen Keller had a big fight with Woodrow Wilson because he thought she was a commie bitch. And they kind of hated each other. Yeah, it's kind of funny. So I found that out, and I'm like, Woodrow Wilson. I looked him up, and we got trouble right here in whatever city
right here
we're
in. River City.
That's right.
But because of this whole let's make America great again and trying to figure out where this great was that we're not at now, and most people point back to, like, the 50s, and everybody wants to go back to the 50s because it's all happy days and Greece and all that stuff.
Sure.
And then you find out more and more about Eisenhower and his, like, trying to overthrow Cuba and, like, putting someone else in power in Iran. And you're like, we're having so many fucking problems because you were an asshole who couldn't see beyond this week or next week. I'll just go with Evita on your asses.
Right.
But, and have no impossible dream. So, I mean, it's just really crazy that here's this I Like Ike and this era that we all want to go back to. And he's the one that put In God We Trust in our money and was such a religious fucking weirdo and no profiles in courage, that if we didn't put under God into the Pledge of Allegiance and In God We Trust in our money, that we would be heathens, and just went back to all these really weird things.
I just listened to his episode.
Yeah, and all the things that we're paying for years later for the shit he started in the 50s, because he was an absolute fucking coward on so many issues.
Well, because he started the covert military action.
Yeah,
he started the... I think he was the first president to assassinate another world leader.
Mm-hmm. And he got rid of the democratically elected leader of Iran and put in the Shah that we paid for in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the aughts, the teens. Like, we keep paying for this asshole's mistakes, and nothing holds up. Just he picked Nixon as his vice president. Like,
it's a good choice.
It's a great choice.
Clearly.
So, I mean, it really is. It's kind of amazing the more you study, and I'm a history nerd, to go into the story, and the more you learn about it, you're like, what the fuck?
Well, that's part of the reason I abstain, because I'm thinking to myself, like, all my entire view of American history, especially at a presidential level, is that we're terrible people. Mm. We're really proud of how amazing we are, but we're really terrible people at every step of the way. There are, like, three shining moments, and we killed all those fuckers.
Then we have the leader of a genocide in our 20s.
Terrible, terrible people, right.
To make it worse, the guy on the 20 is one of the worst, most despicable people.
Right. Trail of Tears, my friend.
The Trail of Tears. Like, committed genocide on a massive scale. That Hitler was kind of like, can I see his biography again?
Oh. Right.
Let's read that one again. That looked pretty good.
But wasn't that the big thing for Harriet Tubman?
They were gonna bump Alexander Hamilton.
Right. Oh, okay.
Right, they were going to bump Hamilton.
Got it.
And everybody's like, wait a minute.
And they were talking about putting a woman on the 10.
Right.
And women were like, fuck no. We want one of the good bills.
Right.
Like, you got 2 fives, you don't need a 10.
Fuck that up, right.
You got 10 ones, you don't need a 10. But a 20, you got something. Spits right out at you at the ATM.
Right.
God, and you thought we were going to end on time.
Didn't work out that way.
So, interesting question. And it, like, if it's all you're getting out of this is... Just, if you don't like this election, just study an old one.
Right.
Yeah, they're all kind of terrible.
Because they're all terrible.
And this one will probably go down as terrible, too.
Oh.
We'll eventually
get there.
How
could it already has? Yeah. How could it not? I mean...
6 days to go before the election. Woo. We will all be here live in Studio C with a flurry of friends and booze
drunk.
And food.
Nightmare.
Drunk.
Oh.
And however this turns
sorrow,
out.
Sorrow, weeping, and just plan on though. Just bring a sleeping blag. Sleeping blag.
It'll be good.
I'm checking my schedule right now to see if
well,
I can work next Wednesday.
As we wrap up tonight's show, Jesus. Let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.